show. Good for you for getting in the mix like that.
You're dealing with pressing world issues.
You know, it's 39 past the hour.
Yeah, it is. No, it's not. You looked at the wrong number. Oh, see, that's why you can only do characters. Yeah. It's actually coming up on 57 past the hour. You know, you just freaked a lot of people out.
Yeah, you sure did.
They were like, I get to go back to sleep, and they might miss work because of you if they stop
Nothing
listening.
Nothing wrong with keeping people on their toes, Mark.
That's right. I agree with you, Jim. This has been, speaking of keeping people on their toes, Tropical Storm Wilma officially became a Category 5 hurricane. This is no joke, Jim. You know, you're lucky you're not looking for real estate in Florida because it's going to get windy there this weekend. Hopefully it doesn't hit too horribly, but do prepare yourselves down there. Don't mean to be a buzzkill for the little party we were having here, but it is important that you know that it is over Central America now. It's over Mexico now. It may be heading to Florida this weekend, so prepare yourself, Mom. That's all I'm saying, all right? Bring the cats in. Tell John to relax and board up the windows or whatever the hell you do down there. And, Jim, good luck with your apartment search.
Thanks for luck.
In California. 57 past the hour, it's Air America Radio's Morning Citizen.
Morning Citizen on Air America Radio.
Okay, so here's the problem. You need to work from home or while you're traveling, but all your important files are on your office computer. So that means you have to copy files onto your CDs, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. I've got the perfect solution for you. Go to MyPC. It's the best way to remotely access your office computer from anywhere. Just log on to gotomypc.com from any computer and your office desktop instantly appears with all your files and software right there. It's amazing. We use GoToMyPC at the Al Franken Show and we really love it. It's great when we're on the road. We can log on from anywhere to access our station's computers. Here's a special offer just for my listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. That's a full month free, but only if you visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in Al. Be sure to click on the microphone and use the promo code Al. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Last year, Al Franken came to Boulder and rocked the house. It was standing room only at the Boulder Theater.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody, across the country. We're coming to you from Boulder.
And it will be another packed event when Al brings his show to Boulder on Wednesday, November 16th. To be in the audience at the Boulder Theater for Al's show, check out am760.net. Free general admission to 60, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM760.
Now, CBS News.
AKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Saddam Hussein pleads not guilty. CBS's Cammy McCormick, who was in the Baghdad courtroom, says a judge had to struggle to get the plea after Saddam challenged the court's authority and refused even to give his name.
He said he did not have to answer to this tribunal, and he had a constitutional right to remain silent. He also said he did not recognize this trial. Later, the judge read the charges against the defendants. He reminded them that some of them included a death penalty if convicted of these crimes. The court then asked each of these eight defendants for a plea. Saddam did not stand up. He said, I have said what I've said. I am not guilty. Innocent.
A short time ago, there was a shoving match when guards tried to lead Saddam out of court during a break. Are Iraqis following the trial? CBS's Charlie Daggett in Baghdad has that.
All over Iraq, millions of Iraqis are tuned in. They're pinned to their television sets watching these proceedings. And if you ask most of them, they say not only is Saddam guilty, but they want to see him executed, and the sooner the better. And
Saddam's accused of ordering the massacre of more than 140 Shiites after an attempt on his life in 1982. It's 4 months in prison, 4 months of house arrest for Valco Laboratories co-founder Victor Conti. As part of his plea bargain with Bay Area prosecutors, Conti had to admit giving top athletes performance-enhancing drugs, but he still won't name names publicly.
I've decided not to talk about the athletes and their involvement in the Valco scandal. In most cases, these athletes are good people who came from good families, and they've already suffered greatly.
Barry Bonds' personal trainer, Greg Anderson, was a co-defendant. He'll have to serve 3 months in prison. Hurricane Wilma's packing a big punch. The storm grew to a Category 5 powerhouse overnight with 175-mile-an-hour winds. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Jennifer Praugo.
This is a stronger storm than Rita was, as far as pressure is concerned, as well as Katrina.
And Wilma could attack Florida's Gulf Coast this weekend in the same area where residents took a wallet from Hurricane Charlie last year.
Sometimes it makes you wonder if you should just pack up and leave and
stay gone.
In Taunton, Massachusetts, Mayor Robert Noon says a 175-year-old wooden dam on the Mill River is missing some of its pieces, but still holding.
The condition of the dam at Whittington Mills remains stable. Water levels appear to be receding.
Overseas, a magnitude 6.2 earthquake a short time ago shook buildings in Tokyo. Is stomach stapling for you? CBS's Jim Shenevy tells us you may want to think twice.
Obesity surgery appears to be much more dangerous than previously thought. According to this new study of more than 16,000 Medicare patients, more than 5% of men and nearly 3% of women who had undergone obesity surgery were dead a year later. That's one out of every 20 men, and the high mortality rate was found even among people in their 30s and 40s. Among the life-threatening complications from the procedure, malnutrition, infection, and bowel and gallbladder problems.
S&P futures are down 5. This is CBS News.
There's actually a town in Texas called New York.
Population? 12.
Howdy!
Hi. Now, it's a great town, but it's not the same as the original. Like generic stress formulas that compare themselves to new improved Stress Tabs Advanced. Only Stress Tabs Advanced has Ester C, proven more effective for vitamin C absorption, plus 14 vital nutrients that put back what stress takes away. Stress Tabs. Anything else would be less tabs. Also check out Stress Tabs Weight and Stress Tabs Energy.
I'm concerned about my son Jesse's height. He's small for a 15-year-old.
Have you tried Height Max?
What's that?
Height Max is a new height-enhancing supplement that helps 12 to 25-year-olds maximize their growth potential. It's a patented blend of vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, and you don't need a prescription.
How do I order Height Max?
Call them direct at 1-877-GROW-TALL. There is a 30-day risk-free offer going on now.
Ah, that's easy. 1-877-GROW-TALL.
Or buy it on the web at heightmax.com.
Order today and grow taller with Height Max. Height Max is a subsidiary of Sunny Health Nutrition Technology.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are dealing with wet roads this morning, and you know what that means. Like the worms, all the bad drivers are going to be out and about. So you probably want to give yourself a little extra time this morning. So far, we're in pretty good shape. Still quiet on I-25 into downtown. Starting to bunch up a little bit on the north end near 84th Avenue. Now, C-470 and 225, they're doing okay. And I-70, checking clear as you make your way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. Now, Boulder Street's still pretty quiet, but those will start to pick up soon. Turnpike's trouble-free, just a little wet at the moment. A check of the forecast, it's going to be cloudy and rainy today with highs right around 50. It's 45 degrees at the moment. Fun Rapid Screen mobile emissions testing today at Highway 285 in Kipling, the U.S. 34 bypass in 27th, and Greeley, I-25 and 104th, 6th in Kipling, and C-470 in Santa Fe. And you can always learn more at aircarecolorado.com or call 303-456-7090. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ed Schultz was supposed to be on Armed Forces Radio, and they said no. What happened?
This teleconference thing comes down. I didn't think I was any more harsh about it than anybody else in the country. We all know what it was. It was a dog and pony show. Well, the day we're going to start Armed Forces Radio Network, we get a phone call from none other than Allison Barber. She says it's not going to happen.
That's censorship.
It is censorship.
Will Armed Forces add Ed Schultz to their radio lineup? Stay tuned to AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is a long way from being over.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider, and by the three great new flavors of Total Cereal, one bowl, 100% of vitamins and minerals. I'm Charles Osgood. In Iraq today, 2 years after Saddam Hussein was found hiding in a hole, comes the first hearing in his trial, the former dictator charged with crimes against humanity. His lawyer asking for a three-month adjournment and more time to prepare without conceding the legitimacy of the tribunal itself.
Of course it's not legitimate. Any entity created under occupation is not legitimate.
Abdelhak Alani, an Iraqi-born lawyer based in Britain and a top legal consultant to Saddam.
There's no way in the charged atmosphere in Iraq that you could set up a trial.
More after this for Hostway.com. If, like most entrepreneurs, you've dreamed of launching your own online store, yet have always held back because of the prospect of creating an e-commerce website being so daunting, HostwayBusiness.com wants you to know that it doesn't have to be. HostwayBusiness.com will design and launch your online store or redesign your existing store for as little as $399. Visit HostwayBusiness.com now to learn how your online store can be up and running in time for the holiday rush. Make your e-commerce dreams a reality. Let HostwayBusiness.com get you started on your online store today. I'm a pretty reserved broadcaster most of the time. I don't want to get carried away or anything, so I'm going to have to curb my exuberance to tell you about the three new flavors of Total Cereal. There's new Total Strawberries with the taste of farm-fresh strawberries, golden Total Honey Clusters, and delicious Total Vanilla Yogurt. And all three new flavors have the 100% vitamin and mineral nutrition of original Total. That's right, Total. One delicious bowl, 100%. The White House insists that it is not the United States that's putting Saddam Hussein on trial. Spokesman Scott McClellan.
It's an Iraqi-led process, and it will be the Iraqi people that judge him for the atrocities he has committed against them.
The five-judge court trying Saddam and seven of his now-defunct Ba'ath Party will not be applying Iraqi law, however.
Although it has Iraqi judges and it's taking place in Iraq, the law that is applying is from the international tribunals that are up in The Hague and in Rwanda.
Law professor Michael Scharf of Case Western Reserve University trained the five judges in the rules of that standard, which he says is the highest in the world. He realizes, though, that
any trial of this magnitude is going to have shades of the O.J. Simpson case. It'll be under a microscope, and people who watch it, I think, are not going to be fully happy with everything that happens.
Will it be seen as fair and perfectly legitimate by everyone? Of course not, says Scharf.
At the end of the day, it's not that Saddam Hussein has to have a perfect trial. It's that he has to have a fair trial that is not a miscarriage of justice. And that, I'm confident he'll get.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
What's wrong, Gnarlman?
My life's over, Dorfman.
Could be worse. Could be my life.
Bob filled in for me while I was on vacation.
Bob, from Account Temps?
Did all my financial reporting in 3 days.
Doesn't that take you
a week, yeah. Now Mr. Fernwell can't stop singing Bob's praises.
I'm sure you're exaggerating.
Bob's the man. Gives every job all he can. Nicer pants than the average man. That's Bob.
Tough one.
When you need temporary accounting or financial help, call Account Temps. We step right in and get the job done quickly and correctly. Call or visit us at AccountTemps.com.
The Osgood File, October 19th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6. Got an umbrella handy. It is showers likely, cloudy, and the high near 47, and the chance of precipitation 60%. And when I came in this morning, it's raining, and yes, it's cold in here as usual. 303-713-7600. We got coming up here in about 10 minutes. Judd Legum, a research director for the Center for American Progress and editor of thinkprogress.org. As you know, there's a couple of things that are going on right now that that are occupying most people's minds. We have the trial of Saddam Hussein going on, but the big buzz in Washington is about Fitzgerald and his inquiry into the CIA leak. And the special counsel in the CIA leak case told Associates he has no plans to issue a final report about the results of the investigation. And what that does is that heightens the expectation that he intends to bring indictments. Lawyers in the case and law enforcement officials are speculating on this. Now, the prosecutor, Patrick J. Fitzgerald, is not expected to take any action in the case this week, even though the grand jury meets this morning. The government officials said the spokesperson for Mr. Fitzgerald, Randall Sanborn, declined to comment. A final report has long been considered an option for Mr. Fitzgerald if he decided not to accuse anyone of wrongdoing, although Justice Department officials have been dubious about his legal authority to issue such a report. By signaling that he has no plans to issue grand jury findings in such detail, Mr. Fitzgerald appeared to narrow his options to either indictments or closing of his investigation with no public disclosure of his findings, a choice that would set off a political firestorm. With the term of the grand jury ending next week, October the 28th, lawyers in the case said they assumed Mr. Fitzgerald was in the final stages of his inquiry. The focus of Mr. Fitzgerald's inquiry has remained fixed on two senior White House aides, Karl Rove, who is President Bush's senior advisor, and Deputy Chief of Staff I. Lewis Scooter Libby, who is Vice President Dick Cheney's Chief of Staff. Both had conversations with reporters about a CIA officer whose name was later publicly disclosed. It's not clear whether Fitzgerald had learned who first identified the CIA officer, Valerie Wilson, to the syndicated columnist Robert Novak on July 2003. And we don't hear much about Novak, but Novak apparently is cooperating and has cooperated. Now, the Internet was running wild yesterday with stories alleging that somebody in Dick Cheney's office had flipped and was aiding in the investigation that Fitzgerald had us, the secret witness. And that was all over the internet yesterday. And it even leaked onto Chris Matthews' Hardball last night. That somebody in, and we'll ask Judd Legum about this coming up, that somebody in Cheney's office had decided, was the target, and then had decided to flip and help the prosecutor. So all of Washington, including the West Wing, are holding their breath, waiting for something to happen. Nothing is expected to happen this week, but it could happen next week. And we may have some indictments, and it could reach all the way up to the Vice President of the United States. And could you imagine that happening? Could you imagine, even if the President, even if Vice President Dick Cheney were, and by the way, he's laying low. No one seems to raise this question, where is Dick Cheney? You don't see much of him these days. But could you imagine if he were an unindicted co-conspirator? What would that do to the administration? And how about if he was just indicted head-on as a co-conspirator, along with Rove and Libby? Would we hit the trifecta there? Is it wrong for us to feel that way? That we would hit the trifecta, that finally these people and their Hardball smear tactics had caught up with them? It's something to think about. The other thing out there raging is referendum C and D. The opposition, vote no, keep your dough, and the Colorado Club for Growth, which I get complaint emails about this, and I have explained it time and time again. I don't mind explaining it again. We have to take their ads. We cannot say to them, no, you can't advertise. We can't engage in censorship here. Even though we have that tag at the beginning of the Colorado Club for Growth ad that says that this is a paid political announcement, it is not the radio station's official position on referendum C and D. And there's so much confusion out there with referendum C and D, and the opposition is confusing, and now they're dragging immigration into this and illegal immigrants into this, and they're dragging everything but the kitchen sink in here trying to stop the momentum of the yes on C and D, including not only immigration, but including continue to confuse the tax refund issue. And yesterday, people were bringing up all kinds of things, including the lotto. We're going to get all of these questions answered this morning here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Plus, going to ask you a little later on this morning about Jack Kemp's idea, former vice presidential candidate. He says ex-felons should be able to vote. And we'll find out if you agree with that. Plus, we've got a whole lot more coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And we're going to talk about all of these things out throughout the morning, including C&D, and also what is going on with Patrick Fitzgerald as we grow closer to knowing the unknowable at this point about who he's got and what he's got and on who he's got this stuff. So we'll talk more about that coming up, too. It's 6:15, 15 minutes after 6. It's good to have you here this morning on this rainy morning here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up, Judd Legum, Research Director at the Center for American Progress and editor of thinkprogress.org, and we're going to talk about what Patrick Fitzgerald's up to, what may or may not happen here in the latest scandal to hit the White House. And this is a big one because you're talking about people that are close to the vice president and close to the president of the United States. And George W. Bush has even hedged on originally saying anybody who was involved in any leaking information would be dealt with harshly and would, essentially have to leave the White House, leave his operation. Now he's kind of backpedaled on that and said, well, I don't really want to talk about it because the investigation is underway, and I'm not going to have much of a comment. And he's got Scott McClellan, his mouthpiece, doing exactly the same thing. 6:16, 60 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
800-800-8318.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes, Colorado.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005, November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today, or get more info at g3denver.com.
Opportunity, see website for licensing.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 619, 19 minutes after 6. Showers likely cloudy, a high today near 47. That chance of precipitation, 60%. 620, 20 minutes after 6 a.m., 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, good to be along with you. And let's welcome to the program Judd Legum, Research Director at the Center for American Progress and editor of thinkprogress.org. And we're talking about Patrick Fitzgerald and the whole, I don't know what you'd call this, Judd, you'd call this CIA plane gate?
Yeah, see, Plamegate works. Sometimes we call it the leak scandal. There's a lot of different words for it, it seems like, these days.
All right, there's a lot of buzzing in Washington going on. People are waiting for the shoe, or one shoe, or two shoes to drop, or possibly three shoes to drop. What do you think? Do you think Fitzgerald indicts?
Oh, yeah. I think Fitzgerald, if I had, you know, you never know what he's going to do. One thing he's been really good about, despite the fact there's this press frenzy around it, is there's very few leaks actually coming from the special prosecutor's office. But based on what he's doing as far as bringing in top-level people multiple times, he put Judith Miller in jail for 85 days, being sort of a hard-nosed prosecutor, he wouldn't do that, I don't think, unless he was had a big case that he was working on, he was planning on handing out some indictments.
Yeah, they say that he has no plans to issue a final report. So he's either got to close up shop, go home and say nothing happened, or he's got to hold somebody accountable, correct?
That's right. And that might have more to do with internal Department of Justice policies for special prosecutors than it really does whether he really wants to write a report or not. So I don't know how much I'd read into that, but I think, right, it's likely since he's not doing a report, it's got to be indictments or nothing.
And yesterday, all over the internet, there was a story about somebody in Dick Cheney's office had he had targeted, and that person had flipped and was helping him and was guiding him through the investigation. Are you aware of that story?
Yeah, the name that was buzzing around yesterday was John Hanna, who was in Dick Cheney's office, and it is fairly likely that one of these lower level people have flipped, and the reason why is the people at the top, they have the support of kind of the conservative infrastructure, probably will be willing to put up money for their legal fees and things of that nature. But people who are lower down on the totem pole, they really have a lot on the line here. They could be facing jail time. They might not be able to afford the lawyer they need. So it would be a lot more attractive for somebody a little bit lower down to cut a deal.
How about Dick Cheney? Think he's involved in this?
I think that, you know, certainly that's what where the reporting is pointing to. I think that what we know about his involvement just in the whole issue of both kind of selling and manipulating the intelligence, that there's a good chance that you're going to find a lot of involvement for him. That, you know, there's a separate legal question as to whether he would be you'd be able to indict him, and it would certainly be tricky. So I don't know if you'll see him be indicted.
He could get indicted as unindicted co-conspirator. Do you think that would happen?
I think that's probably more likely than an indictment. I mean, one thing, he hasn't actually appeared before the grand jury. He's talked to Patrick Fitzgerald, not under oath, so that points to if he's going to be named, for him to be named as an unindicted co-conspirator. But you really don't know until it comes out, but that's what I would say was most likely if he's named. But that would be a very bold move on Patrick Fitzgerald, so if he does that, you can bet that he's got some pretty hard evidence that Cheney was involved.
What would that do to Cheney if he were named as an unindicted co-conspirator?
I think it would be very difficult for him to stay as vice president if he was named as an unindicted co-conspirator. One, because it really is a serious charge what we're talking about, and to be named as an unindicted co-conspirator means you were pretty much involved, and also because of the reputation of Patrick Fitzgerald, the indictment is really going to carry a lot of weight. This guy isn't the type of person who's going to indict somebody, on a whim. It's going to be based on pretty solid evidence.
What happens if Livian Rove get indicted? They obviously can't stay.
I think, all indications would be that they would have to step down, and it'd be a real problem for the White House because both Libby and Rove, these are probably, if not the most powerful staffers, right up there in the very top echelon of people who are really running the show in the vice president's office and the president's office. So I think there are both of those, both the president and the vice president are already having problems just because Rove and Libby are distracted. But if they would have to step down, it could really create some chaos.
I noticed that Karl Rove has canceled some speaking engagements, and also I noticed that Dick Cheney seems to be very, very out of sight these days.
Yeah, I think that it's really somebody, especially like Karl Rove, very hard for him to operate. He's got to spend most of his time preparing for a grand jury testimony. He's probably done with that, but also preparing his legal strategy. He's not really able to be a rally the troops kind of guy, a fundraising guy, and so in that way, they're already paying a little bit of a price here.
Do you think this administration is becoming unraveled?
I think it's starting, because I think what's happening is that this leak investigation has really hindered their ability to handle some of the other things that have come up, whether it's and not necessarily the practical management, but the press management and how to spin the story, whether it's Katrina, whether it's Harriet Myers. You've really seen a White House that's been off their game, and I think the leak scandal has played into that.
And yet there's not supposed to be any action by Fitzgerald this week, so we have to what? Count on next week to have something happen. And do we know if anybody's received a target letter?
We don't know that anyone's received a target letter, but let me say something about that, Jay, is that I think this is something, the target letter, that's really been pushed more by Rove's attorneys and people like that than it is has any real significance. that you don't necessarily need to receive a letter. You can get a phone call. You can be told in person that you're a target. And Rove's attorney very well could have just said, well, you know what, why don't you just keep your letter? We're not interested in it. You know, you've told us that's good enough. I mean, they very well could have done that. So I think the letter is a little bit of a canard, but I think that unless Patrick Fitzgerald asked for an extension, which he could do probably next week, as far as they're reporting, because they say not this week, but it expires next week, so I'd be looking at next week.
So next week is when the bomb drops.
Yep. I mean, if there's a bomb, I would expect it next week. Or what could happen is Pedro Giles could go back to the judge and say, look, we need more time. And if he's going after someone like Cheney, and he's really got hard proof on Cheney, that could be what he would do, because he would say, I need to get Cheney in front of the grand jury. So, you know, that might be a possibility, but probably more likely is that this thing wraps up next week, because it's been going on for a couple of years now.
If it is Cheney and he does need more time, he just goes in and asks for an extension, correct?
Extension of the grand jury, that's right. That's what he would do.
Because he could impanel a new grand jury, too.
He could do that, but I think that probably, you know, that would delay him further, too, just getting the new grand jury impaneled. So I think he'd probably pursue just extending the one that he's got that's already heard all the other testimony as well. It'd probably be a lot simpler for him.
Is this the hottest topic in Washington, D.C. right now?
Oh, absolutely. I'd say this has taken up about 90% of the brain space of most people in Washington right now. So I
trying to guess?
Yeah, trying to guess. Speculation pretty much all day. Rumors flying back and forth. Everyone's got a prediction. But, you know, to give Patrick Fitzgerald credit, the people who generally know exactly what's going on, no matter if it's supposed to be a secret or not, don't know a whole lot in this town. So he's doing a pretty good job of keeping things pretty close to the vest. So you have to give him credit for that, because that's what you're supposed to do as the special prosecutor. You're not supposed to follow the Ken Starr model where there's a leak every week.
Do you think the West Wing, do you think the White House is scared?
Oh.
Or nervous? Wait. Scared, nervous? You know, a scale of 1 to 10, how much concern's going on over there?
I think there's a lot of concern because, to be honest with you, Jay, this is a White House that always has a plan. They've got a way to spin things. They've got a way to market things. They've been pretty successful. I don't think they have a plan for this. I don't think they know how they're going to recover if Rove and Libby or some other people got indicted. And it's going to be really big. And I think people, probably listeners to your show, yourself, a lot of people around here in Washington, we've been following it and know a lot about it. But I think if this thing hits, for most Americans, it's really going to come pretty much out of nowhere, and it's going to be a really big deal.
All right, final prediction here as we're running out of time. Does he indict, and are they big ones?
I'd say if I had to predict, I think Rove, Libby, and probably a couple of others are going to get indicted. That's my prediction.
Dick Cheney gets off the hook.
I'd say probably most likely Dick Cheney gets off the hook, at least legally. But I think politically he's going to still have a lot to answer.
All right, Judd Luggum, thank you so much. Really appreciate you being on the program this early in the morning. And you know what? Maybe we should just check back with you next week because we can discuss what happens.
Yeah, that sounds good, Jay.
All right. Hey, thank you so much and have a good day.
You too.
All right. There's Judd Luggum, research director for the at the Center for American Progress and the editor of thinkprogress.org. For all the coverage of the CIA Plamegate leak, check out Judd's daily report at www.thinkprogress.org and www.americanprogress.org. This has got to be the hottest topic in Washington, D.C. I asked you once before about what you thought would happen. If you want to weigh in on this, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Who do you think gets it, and what do you think the chances of Fitzgerald indicting? Because I think that it's Libby and Rove and maybe some others. I agree with Judd Luggum. I bet you Dick Cheney skirts on this somehow. 6:30 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. The drive is just getting underway, but we are seeing some trouble northbound on 225. Have a crash involving a semi. That's now jackknife. A bunch of cars also involved, blocking all of your lanes on your approach to Parker Road. So that's already starting to jam things up. Now, southbound I-25, it's busy from 104th down to the turnpike. Then it opens up again for the drive into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 seems to be moving along just fine. Starting to get a little slow in both directions towards I-25. Then we have a car that hit a pole. This is off the highways on Parker Road at Arapahoe. Boulder Streets, they're wet and getting busy again on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93 and the turnpike. A little sluggish near Federal if you're headed eastbound. Checking out the forecast, going to be cloudy and rainy today with highs around 50. It's 45 degrees at the moment. Tonight on the Discovery Channel, 11 physically challenged people continue their treacherous hike across the Central American jungle on a new episode of Beyond Boundaries. Tonight, starting at 8 with Extreme Engineering, followed by Mythbusters, and don't miss Beyond Boundaries on the Discovery Channel. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Not going to be going on much longer, so if you're planning on taking advantage of it, you better get out to Rockies and check it out. As a matter of fact, check out Rockies right now at Rockies Autos. Put an S on the end of auto there, RockiesAutos.com, and see the selection for yourself. And at Rockies Autos, they cover you with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of power train protection, and they show you Carfax, too. And if you get out to Rockies today, you can go to Shaggy's Pumpkin Patch, one pumpkin per family, and get a free pumpkin for Halloween. But check out these great deals. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Take advantage of that matching down because it's not going to be going on forever. Rockies Auto,
736-8405. If you're planning to host an event in 2006, host the best event you can with Elite Productions.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
6:34, 26 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Showers today, high near 47, raining out there right now, and that chance is 60%. Ooh, rainy and gloomy. All right, we're talking here about CIA plane gate leak, or however you want to phrase it. 303-713-7600. What's your opinion? Who do you think gets it? Rove? Libby? Will the vice president be an unnamed co-conspirator? And I've asked this question before, and now we're very, very close to finding out. Now, apparently they say no action this week, action next week. So I'm asking you who you think gets it. 303-713-7600, and I've got two lines open. Let's go to Larry and Conifer. Larry, hi, you're on AM 760.
Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. What do you think?
Well, I'm kind of hoping this thing crawls all the way up to the desk of our Presidente himself. You know, it may or may not. I think it'll end up on Cheney's desk. I wanted to comment though on an op-ed piece this morning in the Rocky Mountain News, written by a guy named John Tierney.
Right.
And he completely diminishes everything. He says, oh, all this was a big partisan squabble between Wilson and the White House. You know what, Jay? It just—I mean, from a philosophical standpoint, it astounds me how human beings can minimize and rationalize, and you know, it reminds me of how the Germans said, "Now nothing's going on in Germany during World War II," until the bitter end, and they went, This is far from a partisan squabble.
Well, that's the neocon. The neocon spin line is that Wilson took on the administration in that New York Times op-ed piece.
Right.
And Wilson said or inferred that the vice president had sent him to Niger when it turned out that it was his wife.
Mm.
So what? Cheney and what Rove and what Libby, I guess, tried to do was they wanted to get it out there that it wasn't the vice president that did it, that it was this guy's wife, and discredit him. And in the process of doing it, they leaked to her name because she was operating. And this is where you really get into the spin now. She was operating a front organization for the CIA, and she was undercover, even though the conservatives say no, that she wasn't, and that there's a couple of laws that they could snag these guys on. There's that very, very narrow law about outing a CIA agent who's working undercover. There's also a broader espionage law that they could get them on. And then there's a lot of other things, obstructing justice, and a conspiracy to obstruct justice if they didn't tell the truth in front of the grand jury. So there's a lot hanging out there, and it doesn't make any difference what Tierney or anybody else writes. The law is the law. And let me finally put into this to tell you that this guy Fitzgerald is a super straight shooter guy.
Right.
Even though he's a Republican, it doesn't make any difference. He goes after Democrats and Republicans both.
Oh, yeah, he's like Earl chasing after DeLay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's the kind of guy that would have died himself. You know, absolutely right, though. The it doesn't matter spin or no spin. The law is the law. If a Democrat, you know, somebody from, you know, my own party had outed a CIA agent, I'd say throw him in the slammer. It's illegal. It's traitorous. And I just, it just, all I wanted to comment this morning is just a human being's ability to rationalize and minimize whatever they see directly in front of them. I mean, your guy earlier on said it's going to come as a huge surprise to the American public very soon. Words like conspiracy, traitorous activity. All of this is going to be a big surprise to John Q. public. And the neocons, they won't have anything to say about it. They can't rationalize away the truth.
No, I agree. I agree with you 100%. Larry, hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, have a great day.
Okay. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. I've got three lines open. Let's go to Pat in Longmont. Pat, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi.
You know, I just wanted to make a quick comment because Karl Rove is in this position that he's in. And here the president, I mean, it isn't like a surprise, like this grand jury investigation hasn't been going on for a really long time.
It's been going on for 2.5 years.
Exactly. And so as the heat gets hotter, you know, in the kitchen, our president, during another time of crises, which was the Katrina catastrophe, puts Karl Rove in charge of that. You know, to me, that's just another indicator that there was no seriousness taken by this White House to do well for the people and citizens of New Orleans.
Well, I've often, you know, it's really funny you brought this up. I should have asked Judd Legum about it, and I didn't, because I thought about it many times, and I was thinking about it last night as I was watching the Talking Head shows. How is Karl Rove able to prepare for his grand jury testimony, which he's now finished with, and he's appeared there 4 times, to sweat out a possible indictment and then also oversee the reconstruction of New Orleans? How does he do all of that?
Obviously, he doesn't. I mean, again, you know, it's that smoke and mirrors thing. Like, let's pretend to show the John Q. public that we're going to do something about this, but in actuality, there's no real, that isn't really the intent.
Yeah.
I just think it's just sickening, really. And one more comment, if I could.
Sure.
You know, President Clinton was impeached for obstruction of justice. So even if, you know, one of the lesser counts is obstruction of justice, these people need to go. And I do feel that President Bush needs to stand by his word. Isn't that a joke?
Yeah, because he's been backpedaling as of late.
Exactly. That if someone in his White House is responsible for this kind of behavior, then he needs to let them go. And I just think that he needs to stand by his word, and I expect that he won't.
Yeah, you know what? I expect that he won't either. However, I also suspect that if Rove or Libby get it, it's going to be very, very, very hard for those people to stay in the White House and to stay in the vice president's office. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate the
You're
call.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Stay dry. 303-713-7600. I've got two lines open now. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I'm the guy from Milwaukee on my way to the conference again.
Oh, okay. Welcome back okay. again for a second time.
Well, what I think is going to happen, I think that Libby and Rove are going to get indicted. And I think eventually Cheney will also be indicted. Maybe not initially, but he's going to get indicted. And we're going to have a government in chaos for the next 2.5 years. Bush is obviously lacks intellect, so he's going to be like a ship without a captain for the next 2.5 years. And what I foresee happening, unfortunately, with the Republicans, they are going to be pushed into a corner with this scandal. And next year, before the election, the next spring or next summer, Bush and whoever is still remaining are going to create a situation. They're going to create an emergency, which they will use to rallies the American public around the flag so they can win the next congressional election. I'm really afraid of what they're going to try to pull next spring or next summer to retain power.
Well, watch the threat level go from yellow to orange or to red.
Exactly. And don't put it past them.
I'm not.
To use the CIA to to bomb some subway in New York.
Oh, I don't know if they would do that. That's a little extreme.
Wait a minute. We have a president whose father was the CIA director, and people forget that. Okay?
That's a little extreme. That's kind of out of a movie scenario.
It is extreme. And unfortunately, it's my personal belief that we are on the cusp of fascism in this country. And if they retain power during the next congressional and the next presidential election, we will have fascism. The German people were not inherently evil, and they got conned and bamboozled, and we have a group in power that will do the same thing.
Well, I refer to the old Who song, Won't Get Fooled Again, and I think we're going to have a hell of an 06, but maybe I'm just being overly optimistic.
I
got to go, man. Thank you for the call.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right, that leaves three lines open at 303-713-7600. What do you think happens here? Do you think that DeRove gets it, that Scooter Libby gets it, or do you think that the Vice President, Dick Cheney, ends up as an unindicted co-conspirator? 644, 16 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's play the speculation.
Show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
It's 6:49. What's wrong with me? It's 11 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's wet out there. High 47 today. Chance of precipitation about 60%. And here in Boulder, it looks like it's just raining out there. All right. A little widespread panic to get us back into the action here. Four at the Fillmore for widespread panic, including a recording of a DVD, so you don't want to miss that. If you haven't got any tickets, well, I guess you don't get to go. All right. We're talking here about the CIA leak gate and what you think is going to happen. And there has been wild speculation about this, that it could be Rove, that it could be Libby and Rove, that it could be Libby Rove, and, as an unindicted co-conspirator, Dick Cheney. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Scott, I'm doing okay.
Hey, I just got to throw this out there, and I know it's not going to be popular, and I think it's unfortunate, but like I've seen for 5 years now, these people will suffer no consequences of their horrible actions. And that's, unfortunately, how I don't want it to be that way, but it's what I feel like is going to happen next week.
You don't have any faith in this at all?
Not much. Not the way, well, I'm just going on the trend for the last 5 years, what I've seen happen.
So do you think after like 2.5 years of investigations and Judy Miller going to jail for 80-some-odd days, you think Fitzgerald would just say, well, that's it, and fold up his tent and leave?
Well, she went to jail for not being in, and then she came back and then couldn't recall who told her, so she went to jail for what? I mean,
well,
I don't know. It's just like the Downing Street documents to me. There's going to be no action will happen out of this.
I don't really feel
that way.
There's somebody else there. There's somebody else, though, who this name John Hanna's been mentioned, but it may not be him, but there's somebody else in the vice president's office that's cooperating. See,
that's true.
You know what? Look, I think, I believe that there's going to be somebody who's going to get indicted. I believe something's going to happen. Now, the severity of it, I can't guess on that. But if I had to guess, I think somebody between Libby Rove and somebody else is going to get who that third person out there who we're not aware of is going to get nailed. Now, will they beat it in court? That's a whole other scenario. But this guy Fitzgerald, I he was appointed by Bush. Now, when they say that, when they report that on the news, actually what Bush did was Bush went by the recommendation of a former Illinois Senator Fitzpatrick, who decided not to seek re-election, and Barack Obama got his seat. But I was in Chicago and working in Chicago when Fitzgerald was on the case of the Daley administration, and this guy is a straight shooter. He takes no prisoners. He has no political agenda other than to get to the bottom of things. See, I think he's going to cough something up. I think something's coming.
Well, I hope you're right. That's all I can say. I just had to throw that out there.
All right, Scott. Well, you know what?
Hey, thanks.
You can call me back next week, and we'll see who's right, okay?
Will do.
All right, thanks, man. Have a good day. Coming up at 7:45 this morning, we'll talk to Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, about C and D. Let's go to John in Centennial. John, you're on AM 760. What do you think?
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, John.
All right. It's Mr. Gloom and Doom again here.
Oh, no. Now, you don't tell me you're going to be Mr. Gloom and Doom also.
Well, I continually am. you're calling from Wisconsin? I was born and raised in Wisconsin. Must be something in the water there, I guess. Why is it you think that it's not a possibility for these guys to do something really nefarious, like a bombing or something like that, to get us back into the future?
Because I think this is going to take a while to explain.
That's good.
Maybe it won't take too long.
Okay.
All right. This administration used to be able to have a spin machine like nobody's business. They've been able to stage manage a lot of stuff. They've been able to pull off a lot of stuff. There's a New Republic article out that I was trying to think of the other day, and Al Franken had the guy on who was one of the co-writers of it, about like the 15 top hacks in the Bush administration. I mean, this is a group of people who do not respect government. And I think what may have ended up happening here is I think that maybe not intentionally, but they did do it. They went over the line on this deal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's going to have to pay for that. And I don't think that there's any way, shape, or form they can get out from underneath it if these indictments are dropped. Now, you know what I said to the last caller, Scott? I'm not guaranteeing that Fitzgerald comes away with a conviction on any of these people because I don't know what evidence he's holding, and neither do you, and neither does anybody else. But I know that the guy is hard-nosed. I know he's a straight shooter. And if he indicts, these people are going to have to step aside. And I don't think that there's anything that the White House can do to change the outlook of that and to change the picture of that, whether they, you know, raise the threat level, whatever the situation is. If he indicts those guys, the die is cast. They, you know, that's not saying they're going to go to jail, but they're going to have to step aside until things are resolved.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think that they can pull anything off that will change that.
But does that mean it's going to they're going to be past trying? I mean,
well, they can't. There's nothing that they can do. They'll have to take an unpaid leave, or they'll have to be forced out. There's no way they can stay on. If they did, it would cause a firestorm like there's no tomorrow. People would hold the president to his original words. And plus, let me tell you something else I think that's happened. I think the press is beginning to wise up and is beginning to turn on the White House.
I do, too. And it's really nice to see more and more people covering the news again, but I still don't think that's. I wouldn't put it past them to try. You know, the whole neocon gang and themselves. You know, so Rove and Libby maybe take a hit, but you know their agenda is to stay in power at all costs. And you know, I just I like the other caller from Wisconsin. I'm afraid of what kind of crap they're going to pull. They obviously could have stopped 9/11 and they didn't, and I think that they didn't want to.
Well, they didn't because of the laziness of the guy who's in office who's the president of the United States who never reads anything and who was read that memo. Then Condoleezza Rice went before the 9/11 Commission and spun that as being a historical document when it was nothing more than a warning in which they didn't pay any attention to. But this time, I think that these people, and I could be wrong, could turn out next week we'll get nothing, but I think that these people have got themselves in some serious trouble.
Right. But to say that, you know, with the 9/11 thing, they didn't stop it, that goes back to calling them just incompetent and all that. And I think every time we do that, we give them credit because when you see the stuff that happens, it's always like it's been thought out and there's been a secondary plan, and they're idiots, but they're brilliant idiots, and I really, I don't think it's all that simple that they're just stupid and it accidentally happened and all, and I really believe that they wanted their Pearl Harbor event that would change public opinion. I mean, that's what the Project for the New American Century has been squawking about for a long time.
That's a project that they had talked about going into Iraq. Basically, that new project for the New American Century.
Yeah, but
it had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden. Was never mentioned in that.
Well, right, but what they were talking about early on is to get the public moved and to get the public against it. They need a Pearl Harbor type event, and they got one with 9/11. I mean, everything they've done is based on the fear that they stirred up around all that, and so now that's all kind of dwindling and waning, and here comes the 2006 election, and an oil refinery blowing up near a city or something. I mean, it's all back to the terror, and we got to protect you.
Yeah, but you know something? See, if that were to happen, though, you know how I think the American public would read that? As another example that this administration can't keep us safe and can't get control of the situation. I think all of that stuff has changed since Katrina basically unmasked them for what they are, which is bumblers. They bumbled in Iraq. They totally and completely screwed that up. That's a mess.
Well, the other day I heard Ed Schultz saying, here we are in Iraq and this all happened and now this looking towards civil war. And I don't think, any one of us could have guessed where it was going or realized that we were going to be in this position. I I'm just some dumb bohunk from Wisconsin, and I was watching it beforehand, and everybody was saying, all the political analysts, all the experts in intelligence, if we go into Iraq, it's going to be chaos, there's going to be civil war. I mean, all these things that have happened were predicted prior to this.
Well, yeah, I mean, I love Ed like a brother, but I just don't think that what he was saying there is correct. But I think, once again, All of these things now have come to the forefront. Iraq has been a disaster. The administration didn't plan it out. They had no plan. They went in there on the cheap, and they had no plan, and it's backfired on us. You know, that's a mess. Katrina has made a Katrina and Rita have made a mess of things.
Yeah,
now you've got this going on. I just think that that illusion that they were able to spin after 9/11 has totally and completely come apart. The wheels have fallen off.
I hope you're right. I really do, because, you know, these people are evil, and you know, I mean, we talk all the time about 2,000 soldiers dying in Iraq. Well, there's a humanitarian organization that's talking about 128,000 civilians.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, though. All right, you know what? Here's the best thing to do. We'll see next week, okay?
Okay, Jay.
We'll see what happens. I got to run, John. Thanks, man.
Keep carrying the torch, buddy.
You got it.
All right.
All right, coming up next, I got a real challenge for you. If you don't believe in the death penalty, or maybe you are for the death penalty, how would you like to have to make a decision on the death penalty on somebody who we all loathe? And I'll talk about it coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And then later on in the 7 o'clock hour, Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff will be here to talk about...
300-3551. That's 1-800-300-3551. 1-800-300-3551.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. And more time for Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani.
Innocent, Mr. Judge.
Saddam Hussein in court in Baghdad.
Innocent, inshallah.
Insisting on his innocence before his trial on charges of ordering a 1982 massacre was adjourned until the end of next month. CBS's Cammy McCormick tells us what she saw in the courtroom.
Saddam has alternated between defiance, refusing to tell the court even his name, and helpfulness. At one point, he told the judges he wanted to help them expose the truth. But then the former dictator got angry as he was being led from the courtroom during a break. He shook off the security guard holding his wrist. The two exchanged words, but Saddam was eventually allowed to walk out with the security guards trailing behind him.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. Saddam Hussein is being held in a U.S.-run prison. U.S. experts help train the judges for the trial. But the White House says it is now an Iraqi legal matter. A spokesman says President Bush believes due process will work and that the Iraqi people will hold Saddam accountable.
If Saddam is convicted, he could be hanged. In Madrid a short time ago, a judge issued an arrest order for three American soldiers. Their tank fired on a Baghdad hotel during the Iraq War, killing a Spanish journalist and a cameraman. Big bad Hurricane Wilma is a monster Category 5 storm now with 175-mile-an-hour winds. Dumping rain on Cuba, Mexico, and Central America on its way to landfall in Florida in a few days. CBS News meteorologist Jamie Booth.
What we could expect is some major storm surge along the Florida Gulf Coast and also some torrential downpours as well as winds. Well over 100 miles per hour with very intense gusts.
After what Hurricane Charlie did to Punta Gorda last year, Susan is getting ready on the double.
Getting the plywood for my windows, getting supplies that I need for the house for us to survive.
A day after people living along the Mill River in Taunton, Massachusetts, evacuated their homes, a 175-year-old dam is still holding together. CBS's Kelly Covea is on the scene.
The mayor of Taunton calls the situation extremely volatile. The water level is receding, but that structure is old. It is badly damaged from heavy rains, and if it goes, the fear is a 6-foot wall of water heads straight to the center of town.
With a $340 million jackpot at stake, Dollar and the Dreamers, who live in states that don't have the Powerball lottery, are hitting the road with high hopes. CBS's Jim Axelrod's watching the big rush in Tony, Greenwich, Connecticut.
Never have so many driven so far to spend so much in an inconspicuous little new stand in Connecticut. That's what they're all thinking in Powerball states from Montana to Pennsylvania. A buck a pop. Buy as many as you want.
The odds of winning? 1 in 146 million. Reports of the demise of the housing market may be premature. Fresh government figures show home building jumped to a 7-month high in September. S&P futures are down 5. This is CBS News.
All right, what do we have?
Male patient trying to get a loan for a car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Seen this before. What's his credit score?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan!
All right, I'm going to call it.
How's your financial health? With Score Power from Equifax, you get your credit report and credit score. It's the first step to healthy credit.
Doctor, there's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
All the days just ran together, surrounded by strangers and thoughts of home. It was the end of the road. I just needed something.
What?
A bed. Whiter than a baby dove sawing in a summer sky and fresher than tulips budding in the sunshine. Plus, I wanted to check my email.
Brand new beds, same old beaten path. Fairfield Inn, for travelers who know.
The rules of the road.
It's the Marriott way.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Dealing with wet roads and backsplash for your drive this morning. And we're seeing some trouble northbound on 225. A crash involving a semi has now jackknifed in a bunch of cars, blocking all lanes on your approach to Parker Road. It's already jamming from I-25. You could take the Cherry Creek Dam Road and try to avoid some of those delays. Now, southbound I-25 loaded up coming out of the Thornton North Glen area. It's heavy from 104th right into downtown. We're a little slow through T-Rex in both directions. Now, I-70 slows on your approach to I-25, both east and westbound. And we have a car that hit a pole off the highways on Parker Road at Arapahoe. And Boulder Streets are busy once again on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. And the Turnpike seeing the usual slowing Denver bound from Federal over to Pecos. A check of the forecast, going to be crowded today with rain showers off and on throughout the afternoon and highs in the upper 50s. Right now we're at 45 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week for 4 weeks,
AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Whoa. Why do you do it, Just Breaks?
At Just Breaks, we really do.
Initial parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
By adhering to the truth and in respect of the Iraqi people, I will not answer the so-called tribunal. This so-called tribunal. And I will preserve my constitutional right to remain silent. Please. You are a man of law. Therefore, I will not recognize neither the authority that assigned you to this trial, and whatever happens is illegitimate.
The voice of Saddam Hussein.
So go ahead and sit down, Mr. Awad.
The voice of Saddam Hussein. 7:07. 7 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for a high today near 47, and it's cloudy and rainy out there, and it's going to remain that way today with about a 60% chance of precipitation. Did you ever see the day, think you'd see the day when Saddam Hussein would end up in court? Well, he's in court, but now it's been postponed until November the 28th. But if he's found guilty, they're going to hang him. How does that set with you people that are against the death penalty? I'm also against the death penalty. Because I don't think that the system here in this country is fair. I don't know about how fair the system in Iraq is. We train the judges. We basically set up the system. And we're going to talk a little bit of, we're going to talk about referendum C&D coming up, but I wanted to just kind of dip into this a little bit. That Saddam Hussein went on trial today for a massacre of his fellow Iraqis, turning immediately argumentative and challenging the legitimacy of the court as he appeared before a five-judge panel in the former headquarters of his Ba'ath Party 2 years after his capture. Saddam pleaded not guilty after he and seven former members of his regime were formally charged with murder, torture, and forced expulsion and illegal imprisonment back in 1982 of nearly 100 Shiites. And they could face the death penalty by hanging if they're convicted. At the opening of the 68-year-old's ousted Iraqi leader looking thin with a salt-and-pepper beard in a dark gray suit and an open-collared white shirt, stood and asked the presiding judge, "Who are you? I want to know who you are." "I do not respond to the so-called court. With all due respect to its people, I retain my constitutional right as the president of Iraq," he said, brushing off the judge's attempt to interrupt him. "Neither do I recognize the body that has designated and authorized you, nor the aggression that has been built on a false basis in false. You know, if you stop to think about this, this guy's not the greatest guy on the planet. I mean, he's not a stand-up guy. But in reality, the people of Iraq never threw him out. We did. I mean, we invaded Iraq on the pretense of weapons of mass destruction, and it turned out that there weren't any. Now what we have going on here is we're putting this guy on trial. Even though the White House is insisting it's an Iraqi matter and the Iraqis are doing it, we train the judges. And it's law, basically, that we set up. Now, maybe I'm a crackpot here, but I kind of see Saddam Hussein's point to a certain degree. Is the government of Iraq legitimate? Considering the fact that Hussein was overthrown. That we intervened in a sovereign state's affairs, and we determine the outcome of what kind of government they're going to have, more or less, and how their judiciary system works. And if you're against the death penalty, would you favor? How do you feel about this guy? Do you think would you want to give one of the worst? He's a terrible man. I don't want to say one of the worst because there are worse. How do you judge what's one of the worst? Whether they killed 3 people or 250,000 people. I mean, death is all the same if it's illegal. And maybe I'm groping for the wrong words here. Death is all the same if it's taken at the hand of another unjustly, is probably a better way to put it. There's only degrees of it. It's like having a debate about who killed more people, Mao or Stalin or Hitler. They're all mass murderers. But should this guy hang? If you're one of the ones who does not support the death penalty, I don't support the death penalty in this country, not because I think it's wrong to take another person's life in a just cause, but because I don't think that the judicial mechanics in this country are right. I think they're off the beam here. And that the rich have a better chance than the poor, and it shouldn't justice shouldn't cut on a dollar bill. But I could also see Saddam Hussein's side of the story in this. In that we went over there and we basically pushed him out of power. I mean, there was no, you know, the Iraqi people did not overthrow Saddam Hussein on their own. Even if you want to make the argument that they couldn't. But they didn't. They didn't overthrow the guy on his own. We did it. And now he finds himself standing before a court that he knows nothing about and didn't organize. So I can kind of see his point. And, of course, the White House is saying that this is an Iraqi affair, even though we train the judges and more or less help set down the law. So does Saddam Hussein have the right to stand up and say that this is an illegal government and that this court has no right to judge me? If you're anti-death penalty, do you think that you'd make an exception in this case that Saddam should get hung? And we'll get into this for about 45 minutes. And then we'll talk about C and D. But I really, was watching this on CNN, and I thought to myself, you know, at the risk of being, labeled as being crazy, I kind of, in a way, see Saddam Hussein's point. In that, everyday Iraqis did not storm the palaces and, find Saddam Hussein and capture him and declare a change in government, that we had to invade the country on false pretenses in order to get it. And I think we all agree that we went there on false pretenses. I don't think there's anybody here. I mean, maybe somebody out there will call up here at 303-713-7600 and say that there were no false pretenses. I mean, I get this thing about, there were nuclear weapons there, but now they're in Syria. Or the Iranians have them. Or they were smuggled across the border to someplace. You're free to have that theory, but I just don't think it washes. I don't think there were ever any nuclear weapons. I think we all got conned, and we were talking about this yesterday, about getting conned on this deal. And about the fact that these people wanted to go in to Iraq like day two of the president's first term. They were thinking about a way to get this done. All right, 303-713-7600. Weigh in on this if you want to. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. And tell me what you think about this and about the idea that hanging Saddam Hussein is the answer. Or if you're universally against the death penalty, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Saddam Hussein, J. Marvin, or you know, whoever else you can name. That the death penalty is universally wrong. And is there anybody else out there also? And sometimes it's hard to run a talk show, too. It's hard to run a talk show and ask like two questions at one time. Also, does anybody see Saddam Hussein's point of view that the court's illegal? Since there was no mechanism to change the government other than the United States invading. Let's go to Daryl in Jackson, Wyoming. Daryl, you're on AM 760.
Hello?
Go ahead, Daryl.
I think we had about 10 reasons for going into Iraq. I can't remember them all, but weapons of mass destruction was only one of them.
That was the chief one.
Well, that was the argument to get a bunch of people on board that weren't on board already. I was on board long before that.
No, that was the chief argument that they made, that he had weapons of mass destruction.
He was shooting at our airplanes all that time.
We had a no-fly zone. We had it under control. The fact is, we went to the UN. We put on that lavish demonstration, which turned out to be false. Those so-called uranium tubes turned out to be nothing of the sort for enriching uranium. I mean, that this was the case that this administration made about Saddam Hussein, that he had weapons of mass destruction, and that we were going to see a mushroom cloud, as Condoleezza Rice said, that he was 15 minutes away from bombing London, and it all turned out to be false.
Well, I think a mason jar of anthrax would be classified as a weapon of mass destruction. I'm sure he had that.
No, I'm sorry. They didn't find any of that either.
Oh, they didn't find it, but you don't think that he didn't have a mason jar?
Well, you know what? That's like saying I got a Cadillac in the garage, and because you can't find it doesn't mean that I don't have one. I mean, you know what? If you make a case about something, you have to be in the position to be able to back that case up. I can't believe that you'd be so naive as to believe that, nobody ever brought up him having a jar of anthrax. That was never brought up. And as far as the chemical gas that was used to gas the Kurds, we sold it to him.
And then he used it.
Well, so what? We sold it to him. We sold it to him. Why? That makes us complicit in what happened, doesn't it?
Well, that just goes back to my enemy. Your enemy is my enemy. Therefore,
yeah, but you know what? You can play that game, but it makes us complicit in the murder of those Kurds.
We didn't pull the trigger on it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, we just gave him the gun. Nice try, Daryl. Nice try. Goodbye. See you later. All right, 303-713-7003.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Done Right Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spokes Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U College from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Charges as little as $4.99 per eye. No one else in the metro area can offer LASIK at this price. Icon can, because they've cut out the middleman. So don't believe the hype that only expensive clinics can perform safe LASIK. Icon's experienced surgeons have handled tens of thousands of patients and are trained in the very latest state-of-the-art lasers from Nidex to Visex. Icon has laser surgery that's safe and affordable. So if you've ever thought about getting LASIK done but weren't sure where to start, then talk to the folks at Icon. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. And as I said, I sent this friend of mine, Jay, his name happens also to be Jay, sent him, and you know what? The service was dynamite, and he's very, very happy. Visit him on the web at IconDenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720.
Referral list can highlight your business as one of our loyal sponsors. For more information on how to join, go to am760.net and click on the blue list.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Mr. Saddam, please go ahead. Are you guilty or not guilty? I said what I said. And I am innocent.
All right, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. High today, 47. 60% chance of rain, and it's raining out there now. This hour's $1,000 name is Nancy Stone in Denver. Nancy, cash just for being a loyal listener of AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. That's also the same place you can go for information on how to get tickets to see Al Franken coming to town. All right, Saddam pleads not guilty. We'll talk about referendum C&D coming up here in a few minutes, but I want to ask you about this. If they find him guilty, number one, they're going to hang him. And if you're anti-death penalty, what about somebody as despicable as Saddam Hussein? Then the other thing is, what about Saddam Hussein's point that there was no legal change of government, that we just invaded and pushed him out, and so that he doesn't recognize the authority of the court? And I know that makes me sound like an apologist for him, but I'm not. But I think kind of in a way he has a point. Let's go to Stephen in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. First of all, I won't call you crazy this morning, so don't worry about that.
Oh, okay, thanks.
And also, I'm sitting in a traffic jam on 225, and at least Daryl gave me a good laugh. You know what? About the death penalty, I'm absolutely against the death penalty, and I think for similar reasons that you are in this country, because if you put one innocent person to death, then the system is wrong.
And exactly.
Look at where you just came from in Illinois.
Yep.
Illinois, that system was just screwed up is the best word I can say on the radio. you know, so I am against the death penalty, and I think it goes back to that question that Michael Dukakis was asked in the 88 presidential debate around, you know, what happens if Kitty would have been raped? Would you be for the death penalty or X, Y, or Z? And, you know, I think we all believe that Saddam Hussein was a horrible person. He did horrible things to his people. However, I agree with you. We went into Iraq under false pretenses, and now we're carrying out an unjust war, and we're putting in place unjust laws, and how do you feel good about that, even though it's a bad person? So it's a bad person, in whatever that means, a bad person getting put to death. I just think the way that we're going about it is wrong. You know what? I thought the Republicans always said that we're not to be the policemen of the world.
No, and they also made the statement that we weren't going to be the nation builders of the world either.
Well, we are. We're being the policemen of the world. We're being the nation builders. And now, you know what we're being? We're being the executioner. And I think that you know, why does the rest of the world hate us? We don't have to look very far. I think it's absolutely absurd. And you know, that's all I have to say about that, and I just hope that more people open their eyes and start listening to what's really going on. And I appreciate you bringing these things to light, Jay.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Have a safe drive.
Take care.
Let's go to Khalid in Denver. Khalid, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I want to make 2 points. The first one is, yes, you're right. Regarding Saddam Hussein, the man has a point, because we went there and we threw him out, not his people. When, if you remember back in the early 90s, when the revolution happened in Romania and Nicolae Ceausescu was thrown out by his people, they put him on trial, they executed him, and it was okay because he killed people and they were able to prove this. Now,
yeah, they executed him and his wife both.
Exactly. Exactly. And they proved the crimes that he made. So it was okay. For the next point, if the death penalty will be just for Saddam Hussein, if this trial was okay and it was legit like Romania, I would think let's go ahead and execute him, because what gives him the right to kill people, and he does not get the same punishment.
Well, yeah, but then you can turn wheel back around and you can say, you know, are you no better than the person you're executing, because you're taking human life?
Yes, but in every book that got sent, that you have an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
That's only the Old Testament, isn't it?
Yeah, and the Quran also. It's the same thing.
Well, yeah, but, you know, the point is that are you, you know, I'll just say it again, are you no better than the person you're executing? What's the difference between one life and 125 lives? It's still taking a life, and the only person, the only entity that ought to be able to take life and grant life ought to be God or Allah.
I understand. By the way, the word Allah is the Arabic word for God.
So I know that.
What I want to say that I cannot kill Saddam Hussein 125 times, but I can execute him one time to show the world that there was just. But this, if his people try him and throw him out, not us. See the point that I want to make?
Yes, and I think you're making it quite well. And I can see where you're coming from, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call. Salam alaikum, my friend.
Alaikum salam.
All right, let's go to Hunter in Denver. Hunter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, you guys are going to think I'm probably really crazy, but I think you should let them go back into power. Not only were we wrong for going in there and taking him out of power because he didn't do anything that we said he did, but he had control over the country. And now, you know, we would have been better off working with him and getting oil from him and working out some type of agreement with him and trying to be peaceful with him, other than going in there, beating them up, you know, throwing them in jail, and basically now it's total chaos over there. And I think that we're right. You know, how can we try them with a government that we set up when you know that our government is corrupt anyways? So that's my comment. I just don't think.
I don't think you're crazy. I mean, I think we're obviously stuck in a problem here, in which we took something and busted it up. Now we can't figure out how to put it back together again, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. Referendum or no referendum on the Constitution, there's still violence there today, and there's violence probably going to be violence tomorrow. And we've talked about it a million times on this show. About how the hell do we get out of there on a phased withdrawal? I mean, at some point we're going to have to just say, you know what, we've done what we can do, and we can't do anything more. But I think that Saddam Hussein's got a point.
The people respected Saddam Hussein, even if he killed. Well, like think about
they
it.
They feared him. I don't know if they respected him, but they feared him.
Whatever it was, whether he had him under control. In Rwanda, we didn't go in there when black people were getting killed and massacred by the thousands. It's not about any Iraqis dying. That's bogus. It's about that oil reserve that they had, and we're trying to take that from them. And really, in reality, look at our gas prices. That hasn't even affected us. We couldn't even refine the oil if we could get it to us. So, I mean, it's all bogus. It's not about human life at all, because if it was ever about human life, there's massacres going on in Sudan right now. Black people are dying. Nobody cares about any of that. Nobody's going into Sudan or Rwanda or any of these areas in Africa and doing anything about human life. So that's bogus. All of that's bogus. I think he should be back in power because he was the man to control it over there, and he had it under control. Until you're not going to be able to put anybody in there that can control it the way that he can control it.
All right, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks. I don't know. You know, I mean, we're stuck basically. And how many mornings have we gone over this? I mean, about as many mornings as we have C&D. We're stuck here. And I suspect we're going to be talking about this for a lot longer, because I think it's going to be maybe next year, if we're lucky, before we get out. All right, Saddam pleads not guilty in the massacre trial. Would you feel comfortable with hanging him, putting him to death? And do you think he has a point when he says that he doesn't recognize the court because there was no legal change of government? And we'll talk about referendum C&D with Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff coming up here, too. 303-713-7600. I got a couple of lines open. 729 and now coming up on 730, Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We're dealing with wet roads and backsplash for the drive this morning. You want to take it a little slower than usual and give yourself a few extra minutes. Now, trouble spot right now, it's northbound 225. Have this crash involving a semi and a bunch of cars blocking all lanes on your approach to Parker Road. You could squeeze by on the right shoulder, but real heavy jams back to I-25. You could hop on the Cherry Creek Dam Road and try to avoid some of the backups. Now, also deal with a crash on Pena Boulevard at East 470. It's on your way out of the airport. Ends up on I-25, now busy from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 a little slow in both directions on your approach to I-25 and Boulder Streets. Busy again on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93. And we're looking at brake lights. Denver bound on the Turnpike from Sheridan over to I-25. Check out the forecast. It'll be cloudy and rainy throughout the day with highs in the upper 50s. Right now we're at 45 degrees. Find Rapids Group mobile emissions testing today at Highway 285 in Kipling, US 34 bypass in 27th and Greeley, I-25 and 104, 6th in Kipling, and C-470 in Santa Fe. And you can always learn more at aircarecolorado.com or call 303-456-7090. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
I mean, they got them all. They got those bugs. Man, I'm telling you, they got a great selection of automobiles. And they've got good people to help you out. People like Colby and the Tower of Power and Roger and Ruben and Fred Labrato and just Jim Monroe, all the gang at Rockies. And they've also got a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, you ask for Carfax, they'll show it to you. They'll tell you everything you need to know about the automobile you're about ready to buy. Rockies Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the Internet at Rockies and then put an S on the end of Autos so you got Rock
Computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Saddam tolerated Christian churches. You can't even take a Bible into Saudi Arabia.
You mean Iraq or Saudi Arabia?
I mean, into you can't take a Bible into Saudi Arabia. In Iraq, Saddam did tolerate Christian churches. So, you know, there is the Saudis aren't any better.
Well, you know something, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, the Saudi government there is, you know, the government in Iran, I mean, all of these governments are, you know, the government in Syria, I mean, they're all not any better. But for some reason, we had a fetish with Iraq, and we had
Iraq. It's about controlling the oil, of course. And I'm reading a book called Fascists in Christian Clothing, and people should read that. It's really an eye-opener. But anyway, that's all I have to say. Love your show.
Well, thank you, Phyllis. Glad you called in.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay. Josh in Loveland. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Just real quick, I got to go, but I just want to say, if we're going to put him on trial, Saddam on trial, and if we're going to hang Saddam, then we need to hang Rumsfeld, we need to hang Cheney, we need to hang Wolfowitz, we need to hang everybody who is complicit in giving him those weapons. The kid who provided the guns to the Columbine shooters, he's in jail right now. If you're complicit in the death of somebody, you go to jail too. And if they're going to hang Saddam, then they need to hang the rest of them as well.
Well, you know, that's a very interesting point. The people that gave him the weapons have never been held accountable for their actions, and that basically came from this country, and nobody's been held accountable. And that you see those pictures of Cheney shaking Saddam Hussein's hand. This is history that we just basically, we really don't want to look at.
That's right, and they just think they can get rid of the problem by getting rid of him, but the problem's still there because those same people are in power right now.
All right, Josh, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Let's go to, where are we here? To Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Long time no hear from.
Well, it's busy in the morning, but I hear you every day, and this show, it just is marvelous.
Thank you.
Just a couple of things, really simply. I, for religious beliefs, would never want to hang him. I don't believe in capital punishment. But you mentioned various people that had been responsible for mass murders. And frankly, I think we need to put George W. Bush on the list.
Well, certainly a lot of Iraqi civilians have been killed.
No kidding, for no good reason. And I agree with Josh from Loveland. I agree with him 100%. If we're going to hold one man accountable, then let's hold the entire group from this side of the pond, so to speak, accountable for what they did to enable this man. And I frankly, to be honest with you, Jay, I listen to you in the morning, I listen to Randy Riding home at night, and for the first time in a long time, I have faith that this whole cabal is about to crumble. And the mask will be ripped off, and we'll see these people for what they are, and hopefully we'll never see a Bush in the White House again.
Boy, I agree with you, and I'll tell you, a lot of it will depend on what happens next week.
I agree, but I think my heart tells me this is going to be something that we're all going to be dancing for.
I hope you're right, Pat. I really hope you're right. Thank you for the call. Long time no hear, but I'm glad you're out there.
Always out here, Jay. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later, Pat. Thanks. Let's go to Dan and Greeley. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, just real quick, Jay.
Yeah?
I agree with you and Josh and Loveland. That Wyoming guy was a nut. And I think that he should have been sent to The Hague. That's what The Hague was designed for. A formal tribunal up there with none of his country involved in it whatsoever.
Yeah, you know, because as I said earlier in the hour, we train the judges. I mean, you know, they're basically operating with our help. And when he stands up there and says that that there was no legitimate transfer of power, there's a degree of truth in that.
Exactly. And he's the last elected president in that country. And we did the same thing in Yugoslavia. We took over that guy, kicked him out, and they tried him there at The Hague. That's where Saddam sort of went.
All right, pal. Great call. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Okay. Do I have time to squeeze in one more? Let me go to Blaine in Denver. Blaine, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Blaine.
Hey, I just want to say yes on C&D, but I think most Americans should be required to read the book, The Seven Pillars of Wisdom. Granted, it's a bit of fiction in there, but there's a great deal of fact, and it would really explain a whole lot of what happens and what's continued to happen in the Middle East. I mean, Americans are truly ignorant about the situation there, you know, how the countries were formed, you know, well, how we formed those countries.
Yes, us and the British.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, we just don't know. We're totally unaware, and, you know, and obviously so is our government because we're wandering around like the lost tribes, you know, bumping into, you know, landmines constantly. Anyway, love the show. Have a good one. Peace out.
All right, thanks, Blaine. Appreciate the call. 7:41, 19 minutes in front of 8. All right, we're going to shift gears here. We're going to talk about C&D with Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, and who knows what we're going to do in the next hour at between 8 and 9. We'll think of something, okay? Oh, we're going to talk about Schwarzenegger, too, being in trouble in California. You know, this is the guy that they at one time wanted to amend the Constitution to allow Arnold to run for president of the United States. Man, I was definitely against that. I wish the Terminator would get turned.
8 with Extreme Engineering, followed by Mythbusters, and then don't miss Beyond Boundaries on the Discovery Channel. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Randy Roberts.
The next time the president holds a teleconference, get rid of the middleman.
So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive.
Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005, November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino, and one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes, Colorado.com.
268-231-71 or at MountainRecyclers.com.
It's like our OJ. You know, we need a glass of OJ every morning to get us going. We need a little bit of mind energy, and that's what listening to Progressive Radio helps us do.
Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:46, 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Showers likely, cloudy, a high near 47, chance precipitation about 60%. Let's say hello to Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff. Mr. Speaker, good to have you on the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. All right, let's talk about C&D. And the latest thing here in the Denver Post, I'm sure you saw it this morning, C&D foes now target illegal immigration. The Vote No campaign, bringing the sensitive issue into play, says officials are allowed illegal residents to stop to sap state resources. What's your answer to that?
Well, first, I think the opposition is continuing its pattern of misleading half-truths, quarter-truths, and untruths. I mean, the first part of that robocall says that we're going to take away your tax refunds, which is just flat-out false. The issue of illegal immigration is one the legislature will take up next year. We did some research on it over the last several months. And the truth is, most of the services the state provides to folks without proper documentation are required to be provided by the federal government.
So when I read this morning, I knew that federal mandates were involved in this.
That's why I think the opposition's argument would be better aimed at Washington than at the state capitol. They also don't tell you, of course, how much immigrants are paying, legal or illegal, in taxes or what the impact on the economy is. We're interested in the answers to those questions. We're going to be hosting, and I hope we'll have a chance to talk about it later, maybe in the next month. We're going to host a regional conference on this issue in December, trying to get a handle on the problem, on some solutions, and do real heavy thinking on this issue, not just the sort of demagoguery that the opposition is engaged in.
They continue to confuse people by claiming that they're not going to get a tax refund, and they make them believe that they're not going to get a tax refund off their state income tax, and that's just plain not true.
It's false. It's a lie. I don't know how many different ways I could say this, and I'm glad for the chance to dispute this myth on your show, because I go to a lot of forums and debates every day, probably 200 in the last few months, and at every one somebody asks a question because they've been confused by the opposition. If you overpay your taxes, you get a refund. You still will, whether C&D pass or fail. The Tabor rebate, which this proposal touches, has nothing at all to do with a tax refund. Tabor rebate gets the average taxpayer in each of the next 5 years about $98. That's the price of this proposal. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. Go to www.ColoradoBlueBook.com. That's the nonpartisan ballot guide that our legislative staff prepares. Every registered voter ought to have a copy by now in the mail, but they can look it up online.
All right, here's the other one I got yesterday, which I really couldn't properly explain. The lottery was supposed to be for the roads. What happened to that money?
Actually, the lottery money, by constitutional law, it goes mostly to parks and open space and trails and wildlife habitat. Great Outdoors Colorado was a constitutional amendment adopted by the voters in 1992 because they said, we want this money to keep Colorado green.
So, in other words, that's another lie.
Yeah, if the opposition's suggesting something different. I know some folks on the other side of this debate have suggested that the way to pay for schools or health care is just to take it out of other expenses, and that would take a constitutional change in the case of Great Outdoors Colorado. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, how lean is the Colorado state government? How lean are we running it?
It's one of the leanest in the country by most measures. There was a report out in Governing Magazine, for example, earlier in the year that said Coloradans spend a smaller share of their income on welfare than just one other state in the nation. It also said we have one of the lowest state tax rates in America. We've got the strictest set of spending limits in America. We're doing pretty well by national standards in the competition to keep government lean. The problem is that's not good enough. We can point out we're 49th in public support for higher education, and the opposition would say, keep going, get to 50th, and then fall further. I don't know what competition they want us to win. The one I'm concerned about, of course, is the international economic competition we're in for, because other states and countries are busy funding schools and colleges and producing the sort of skilled workforce that we need to compete. The truth is, a lot of people on the other side of this debate will never be satisfied with any of these estimates of government efficiency, because many of them don't believe in government at all. There is no budget lean enough, no tax rate low enough to satisfy folks like John Caldera and Doug Bruce, because they don't believe we ought to be funding public schools or health care programs. They just assume, as some of them suggested, we shut down community colleges, get out of Medicaid, privatize the prisons, toll the roads, and then, and only then, will we reach the sort of government-free paradise where you get to pave your own pothole and fight your own fire and treat your own illness. It's just not a vision of Colorado that most people who actually live here share.
Somebody wanted me to ask you, why in Referendum D, why is structuring debt in a separate fund?
The reason, you mean that Referendum C and D are separate?
Now, this is just a question I got. Why in Referendum D, why is structuring debt in a separate fund?
Why is structuring debt? I'm not sure I can answer that question. I will say that we couldn't put the bonding measure, which was D, in the same ballot question as the debrucing measure, which is C.
Maybe that's what they're asking.
Yeah, the Constitution says you can't mix multiple subjects in a single ballot title. So these questions are constitutionally required to be separate on the ballot. C says, can the state use the money that comes in over the next 5 years to invest in education and health care, and can we fix the ratchet effect? D says, can we use some of that money to jumpstart some road and bridge and school repairs and pay off police and fire retirement funds. Those questions are different, constitutionally distinct, so they have to be separate. And, of course, the implementation of D, the bonding measure, depends on the passage of C, the debrucing question. You can't have D without C.
And then discuss, before we run out of time here, discuss the ratcheting effect.
And this is probably the most complicated part of the problem, and it's the most important one, I think, that we're fixing here. When the Taxpayer Bill of Rights was added to the Constitution, the voters said, government, we don't want you to keep more money than you have to from year to year. We'll let you keep up with inflation and population, but that's it. The problem is that year-to-year formula hits a snag when a recession comes along. A bad year becomes the base and prevents you from recovering. What this proposal would do is say, look, we're going to cap government growth. Inflation and population are fine limits, but let's not base those limits on the worst year we ever hit. When you come to a recession, make cuts. We don't have a choice. But when the recession ends, restore the services that you had to cut if you got the money. That's exactly what every other state in America can do, and even the states that are considering similar spending limitations, places like Wisconsin and Ohio and Arizona or California, their Tabor proposals fix the ratchet effect, too. They have learned from Colorado's experience. So should we.
You know, if I had one question to ask the opposition, I'd ask them, you know, where's their money coming
from?
Yeah.
I've been asking them that question in every single debate, and some folks in the audience are beginning to get in on it too. They, you know, they're some of them undecided on C and D, which is fine. That's why they come to these debates and read the blue book. But they don't like being tricked or fooled or bought by out-of-state interests, and they put this question to Bruce and Caldera and company. They say, "Who's bankrolling your campaign?" It's a reasonable question, but it's one that every one of these opponents has so far refused to answer. They won't tell us where their money's coming from. I suspect because Coloradans wouldn't like it if they knew that so much of the opposition's money is coming from out of state.
Carpet bagging, right?
Yeah, and it's peculiar to me. I mean, a lot of people ask me, what is in it for Grover Norquist or these anti-government zealots out of D.C.? Why do they care what Colorado does? They don't live here. They don't work here. They don't care about Colorado's future. Grover's not even willing to come here to debate Governor Owens. And the truth is that they really shouldn't be playing here. It's our schools, our colleges, our roads, our bridges, our future. And they ought to just stay in their think tanks back in D.C.
And these are the same people who could go on, you know, forever and a day about states' rights, yet it seems like they want to, want to interfere in the rights of the state of Colorado.
That's a terrific point, Jay. I hadn't thought about it, but you're right. It's a pretty flexible principle that they invoke there when it suits them, and then they discard when it doesn't match their ideology.
Why do they not have funding for roads and bridges outside the general fund to protect it from debt? Why is that not in the state budget?
Well, we do fund roads and bridges through the gas tax. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually where most of the road and bridge funding comes from. The problem is the population has been growing so fast that the gas tax has proved insufficient, and until the last recession hit, we were able to supplement that funding source with money out of the general fund. The problem is we haven't had enough revenue to do that, so that extra bit of road funding has been flat or non-existent, and C&D would help us jumpstart some of the road and bridge projects that we've delayed as a result. I feel pretty strongly on this point because, you know, even ideology aside, this is just a matter of common sense. If, you know, if your roof were leaking, it might makes sense to take out a loan to fix it, which is essentially what Referendum D would do, even if it meant you'd have to pay interest on it, because that would be cheaper in the long run than watching a puddle form in your living room and your, you know, floor slowly cave in.
So that just makes common sense. Finally, you know what, the minute we have left, how much is this, now, you know, and this, everybody's interested in this, how much is it going to cost? I mean, the Tabor check. What is the average taxpayer really giving up here?
$98 a year is the average that each taxpayer would get through the sales tax rebate mechanism in each of the next 5 years. That's the estimate our nonpartisan staff has prepared. It's in the blue book. The opposition's using much bigger.
Yeah, they're using like 300 something, aren't they?
They're using the 3,000, 10,000. They just make up numbers. It's frustrating, I think, because they're not tethered to the truth. They can just say whatever they want and put it on TV. But most voters would be better off turning off the TV once in a while and looking up the number in the Blue Book. That's the ballot guide that people can trust because it's prepared by nonpartisan staff. And the price of this proposal is about $98. I hope folks will also vote. I meant to mention that, Jay, because the election is really taking place right now. I voted yesterday early. I went to the polling place near my, or to the early voting center near my house. People can vote by mail. People can show up at an early voting site. And then if they live in a county that still conducts this election the old-fashioned way, they can show up on November 1st.
All right, yeah, we want to urge everybody to get out and support C&D. Mr. Speaker, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
Okay. Get out and vote for C&D, and we'll have more discussion on C&D coming up after 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Details. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
I'm not ready for it.
Ready or not, Hurricane Wilma is on track to land a Sunday punch in Florida sometime this weekend. More dangerous than Katrina or Rita with 175-mile-an-hour winds, says National Hurricane Center meteorologist Hugh Cobb.
It is the strongest hurricane on record in the Atlantic Basin, and it is now 340 miles southeast of Cozumel, Mexico.
Monroe County is ordering tourists to clear out of the Florida Keys. Dennis Lamond is a spokesman for Hillsborough County in the Tampa-St. Pete area.
We identified the possibility of who we may have to evacuate. We notified the school board, who actually runs our shelters, and we just sort of start coordinating to make sure that when we have to activate, everyone is set to go.
Landfall is expected Saturday night. A few hours after it began, the mother of all trials has been adjourned until the end of next month. The judge blames the adjournment on witnesses not showing up. Before the trial was suspended, the judge asked Saddam Hussein for his name and got the back of his hand.
You know me if you are an Iraqi, and from your accent, you are an Iraqi. You know me.
CBS News correspondent Laura Logan.
The judge has been able to read all the defendants, the charges against them. He's read them their rights, and he's asked them to plead one by one. Saddam, sitting down in the dock, said to him, I have said what I have said. I am not guilty, innocent. And he refused to stand up when he was addressed by the judge.
Saddam is accused of ordering a 1982 massacre. A conviction could mean death on the gallows.
This is Ron Dewey at Dearborn, Michigan, the home of thousands of Arab Americans in Metro Detroit. Among them, Hassab Ahabdu Hassam, who made it a point to get up early to watch the start of Saddam's trial.
You know, Saddam, he's a liar. He's a liar. He said, I don't do nothing, but he lied. He killed everybody.
A former attorney in Lebanon, Ali Hamoud, says the trial, in his opinion, is a waste of time.
He's guilty.
Spain wants to prosecute American soldiers for the deaths of two Spanish newsmen in Iraq. CBS's Steve Holt at the Foreign Desk.
A Spanish judge has issued an international arrest warrant for three members of the 3rd Infantry Division. They're accused of firing a tank shell at the Hotel Palestine in Baghdad 2.5 years ago. Several journalists stayed at that hotel while covering the war. U.S. officials have insisted the soldiers believe they were being fired upon, but the Spanish judge says he's issued the warrant because of a lack of judicial cooperation from the United States.
Just out, results of the latest government test of math and reading skills. Math scores are up, and fourth graders are doing a little bit better on reading. Eighth grade reading scores are down. Police are looking for the Montgomery, Alabama Pee Wee football coach who allegedly shot a player's father. Police say the coach lost it when the man yanked his son from the team. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are lower. The Dow Industrials down a little bit more than 24 points now. The NASDAQ Composite is 8 points lower. This is CBS News.
The end wasn't anywhere in sight, but I didn't even think I would have made it this far. There was a song playing on the radio, but I was listening to what my soul was asking for.
What was it?
Pillows, fresher than a wave breaking in the ocean, and linens, purer than my mama's thoughts. It's really close to the interstate, too, you know.
Brand new beds, same old beaten path. Fairfield Inn, for travelers who know.
The rules of the road.
It's the Marriott way.
My friend Sarah and I are on a church trip, talking about signing up for the new Medicare prescription drug coverage.
I'm not sure what to do.
There's a lot of help out there. You can call 1-800-MEDICARE or compare the drug plans at Medicare.gov.
Stevie could show me.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's help in the community. There was somebody at the church last week.
Was he good looking?
Sign up for Medicare prescription windows, then
call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time
satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others, by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005, November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
And for thousands less, that's how they survived T-Rex. Get your loaded 04 Explorer today for just $14.9. Only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans or at cheaperfords.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Colorado Buffaloes are back home this Saturday.
Makes the grab at the 20-yard line, doubles his way in, touchdown, Colorado!
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, for Family Weekend at Folsom Field as the Buffs take on the Kansas Jayhawks at 5 p.m.
1-800-3551. That's 1-800-300-3551. 1-800-300-3551.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Showers likely, it's raining out now here in Boulder anyway, at a high of 47, those chances of precipitation about 60%. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, as we welcome Al Franken Wednesday, November the 16th, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., live from the Boulder Theater. For information on where to pick up your free tickets, log on to am760.net. We continue our conversation about referendum C&D and welcome Jen Kaltreiter. She's project director at Progress Now to talk about C&D and their ad campaign supporting the referendum. And, Jen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. All right, let's talk a little bit about the ads you're running. What do they say what are they all about?
Well, our ads are pretty simple. C&D can be complicated. I mean, you just got done talking with Speaker Romanoff about the confusing mixed messages people are getting. So we said, well, let's make this simple for people. Let's make it easy for them to understand. So we got some free actors, and, well, they're not really actors, they're just people, and we said, let's do this. We have a mom and three kids, and they spend the day driving around the city, running into problems, and fixing them themselves. Monday we released one that was, they hit a pothole, and then they got out, and they had their buckets of asphalt in the back, and they fixed the pothole themselves. Yesterday, they were hiking in our state parks, and lo and behold, there was a forest fire. So they had to go to their car, and they got their 100-foot garden hose out and tried to fight the fire themselves. And then today we're going to release our third and final one, where they're waiting in the line at the DMV, and anybody who's tried to get a driver's license lately knows that they've closed almost all of the DMV offices. And so the lines are really long. Well, they decide to take matters in their own hands, and they form their own driver's license office. And so it's just a lighthearted way that people can try and grasp how important it is that they get out to vote and pass C&D.
You know, what do you think? You think C&D will make it, or do you think that, because I understand it's the vote's really, not to vote, I don't want to use that word, but surveys that have been taken show that that it's really, really close.
That's what we've heard. I mean, it's really close. And the most important thing that people need to understand is they can't let somebody else pass this. They need to be responsible for passing this. So they need to get out to vote on November 1st. And they need to take their friends and neighbors with them as they go out to vote on November 1st. Because there's nothing guaranteed. It's very tight. And it's a hard message to get out. So the most important thing, once people understand how important C&D is to understand you've got to get out to vote on November 1st. You have to take your friends and neighbors with you. You have to encourage everybody you know that this is important to pass for our state and its future.
Does it frustrate you at all that we have no idea, because it does me, that we have no idea where the, vote no it's your dough folks are getting their money?
Well, it does, but we can't belabor what they're doing on the other side. We have to focus what we can do on our side. That's what we did at Progress Now. We said, we got to make sure this passes. This is our responsibility as much as it is the C&D campaign's responsibility and Andrew Romanoff's responsibility. So we created these ads. $46.72 went into the production cost of these ads. That was the total cost we paid to produce them. And we put them out on progressnowaction.org, our website. People can go down there. And the cool thing about it is they can download them. And they're smaller files, and you can email them to everybody. So
that's great.
Yeah, we can't get mad at what the other side is doing. We can't control them, but we can control what we do. So if you go to progressnowaction.org, you download these three ads, and you email them out to your friends and neighbors. We've had a great response. I mean, they've gone as far as Argentina and Cambodia. So the whole viral email of these ads is a great way that we can take power into our own hands and get our message out so people go out on November 1st, they vote yes on C&D, and we have a future for our state.
And where are the ads running otherwise? Are they running just on regular TV here in the Front Range area?
Well, with the production budget of $46.72, you're not really producing the hick and looper falling out of the plane kind of quality.
No, I know that.
So, no, they're actually only web-based ads. I was a former CNN producer, so I actually have a camera. I have an intern, the intern's computer, and I shot and did all the shooting. I did all the editing. We were rented some Charlie Chaplin VHS movies from the library and got our audio from that. They have kind of that old Charlie Chaplin silent film feel. So they're
right.
They're only web-based ads. There's plenty of ads running on TV already. People can watch those. They'll see them while they're watching the news. This is a way to reach the grassroots. This is a way to have something in your hand saying you can take to your neighbor, you can take to your friend, you can email to your buddy over in Grand Junction or Craig and say, C&D is important. This is me taking power into my own hands and sending it to you, and take a look at it, and if you like it, send it on to your neighbor. It's a way that we can reach a few hundred people for $46.72.
Boy, you know, that's an amazing concept. It really is. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing way to get that thing, to get the message circulated out virtually using no money. How long did it take you to make these?
Well, we shot on it one day. Everybody that worked on this was volunteer. We had three children, great kids. We had a TV mom who'd never done TV before, at least to my knowledge, and we shot it in one day. I kind of had a little bit of time during the week to do what we call digitizing the shots, which is basically put them in the computer, and then I edit it this past weekend. So if you want to count hours, maybe 15, 16, 20 hours went into the making of these web-based ads. But the cool thing is, I mean, Speaker Romanoff even referenced them in your last segment where he talked about fixing your own pothole or fighting your own fire. I mean,
right.
That's what our videos are showing people, that this, you know, it might be a possibility. You might have to go to Home Depot and buy your $8 bag of asphalt to fix the pothole outside your front door if you want to get it fixed. So we're hopeful. We're hopeful that people are going to spread these around. We've had a great response so far. People are laughing. They're saying they're cute. They're saying they're funny. And then they're emailing them on to their neighbors, which is what we wanted.
No, it's amazing, though, that you'd be able to do all that. How much technical equipment does that take to edit it all out? I mean, when you say you put it on a computer, what kind of computer did you use?
It's actually our intern's computer. So.
What kind of computer?
It's our intern's computer. It's just a regular PC. I think it's a $500 PC that we have sitting
and you
in
added,
office.
And you added this whole thing on that?
I did. Well, we're still building our abilities at Progress Now to do the video.
Right.
I have a camera that I can shoot pretty close to TV quality or TV quality video on. We're still trying to raise the money to buy the editing setup. So if anybody wants to help us out at Progress Now, we'll be happy to take your money.
Yeah,
but,
no kidding.
Because right now we're editing on a $500 computer that I have to share with the intern. So technically, we're doing pretty good. We have a very nice camera. We're working on getting the editing set up. I mean, if I can edit these three things on a $500 camera computer, just imagine what I could do with a with a whole editing setup. So technically, it's we're growing, and we're going to get there. And soon we're going to have the ability to do a whole lot more than web-based ads. We're going to continue to do those things because those things can be very powerful. But we're also going to work on ways to take the progressive message that doesn't necessarily make it onto the news, doesn't necessarily get shot in a visual way and told the story told visually. And I have the ability to do that now thanks to Progress Now, and that's what we're going to do. So in 2006, you're going to see a lot more of this kind of stuff coming out, and it's so important. I mean, what you guys do with progressive radio to counter the right-wing radio is huge. It's just so important, and we're trying to do that now visually because you're never going to get the mainstream TV stations to go out and cover some of these very important stories, but we can take the matters into our own hands now.
All right, give the web address again where people can go and they can download these ads and watch them.
Okay, if you go to www.progressnowaction.org, and you click on Progress TV. You can also go to our other website, www.progressnow.org, and you can get them at either place. And it's important. You can watch them on our website, but you can also save them and download them, and that allows you to then attach them to an email and send it out. And we have different file sizes, so if you're on a dial-up modem, you can still see them as opposed to if you have a you're watching them at work where you have a faster connection. So we try to make them as accessible as possible for everybody. So it's progressnowaction.org or progressnow.org.
Jen, thanks so much for your time. Really a fascinating interview and a great grassroots way to kind of guerrilla marketing, a great grassroots way to get the message about how important passing C&D is out there. Really, really thank you for being on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jay.
All right, anytime. There's Jen Caldwell, writer, director of projects for Progress Now, and you can go to their website and you can download those videos and then watch them yourself. And then pass them on to your friends. It's 8:15, 15 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And it is so important that C&D pass. It is so vitally important that C&D passes. I don't know about you, but I want to live someplace that has good roads. I want to live someplace that has good education and low college tuition. And I want to live someplace that has a good quality of life. And
is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Listening to the radio on your computer, so are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Site for licensing.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, 20 minutes after 8 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Showers likely cloudy with a high near 47. There's something in my mouth. It's my tongue. Chance of precipitation, 60%. It's raining here in Boulder. And it's cold in this studio. I complain about it every morning. I guess they don't know how to turn the heat on in this joint. All right, let's talk about C&D. If you want to talk about C&D, 303-713-7600. Get on the phone. I got one line open, and we'll get with it. Here's Ames in Inglewood. Ames, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Great interviews. Speaker Romanov was wonderful, as always. And if people haven't signed up for his email, they really should.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that.
Yeah, he's articulate, he's witty, he's you know, I actually look forward to reading those. The reason I'm calling is I'm running for school board in Inglewood.
Mm.
And I've been spending a lot of time talking with people about C&D. As a matter of fact, I went to a movie last night, and there was a gentleman in line behind me, and he's spouting the anti-C&D party propaganda line.
Right.
And we got into a conversation about that, and, you know, there are a lot of things that people are missing out on. And, you know, in particular, what people need to realize is that strong schools build strong local economies through increased housing sales. I was endorsed by the Denver Metro Board of Realty, and we had a long conversation about this. And one of the ways to increase revenue in a district is through housing sales. And when people are looking for a house, what they do, they school shop.
Yeah, that's exact. If they've got kids, you're right. That's the first thing they do is they start looking around to see if what the school district's like.
You know, so the devaluation of Colorado property, the loss of economic power through decreased educated workforce, these are the benefits to the anti-C&D campaign right now. That's what I'm looking at, and that's what I'm seeing. So people are saying, you know, like yourself, where is this money coming from? Why are they funding this so heavily? Because to devalue the education that we get here in Colorado only denigrates the ability of Colorado to stand as an economic power.
You know, but what does Grover Norquist care about this? You know, that's number one. And then number two, the anti-C&D people, why can't they just pony up and be honest as to where this bread comes from. I mean, you know, if I had John Caldera on here, if there's any question I'd want to ask him about debating C&D, I'd ask him exactly that. Before we get into anything about the rights and wrongs of C&D, just tell me where your money's coming from. Who's contributing to your campaign, and what would be the reason that they would give you the money?
Oh, I agree. Well, like I said, you know, when you have a workforce that isn't adequately educated, and C&D not passing is really going to be a big contributing factor to that. You know, because we're not going to be able to adequately fund our higher education, we're going to have depleted school resources. I mean, right now, you know, one of the big things that people aren't realizing is it's actually written into C&D that it's not going to be a tax increase. This money is earmarked for specific projects.
Right.
One of the things in particular is the restoration of our public schools. We have a lot of schools that, you know, they're old buildings, they're not in the best of shape, and they need some help. And that's what this money is supposed to help out with. I mean, personally, I think it's a matter of student safety, you know, that they're going to a school that doesn't have ceiling tiles that are falling out on them, that has, you know, adequately functioning restroom facilities. You know, and that's one of the big problems that we have, and that's what this money is supposed to do. It's supposed to help some of our older schools that need, you know, a little help.
And how can you vote against that? I don't know how anybody in clear conscience can vote against something like that.
I totally agree, but, you know, unfortunately what's happening is people aren't actually sitting down and reading the referendums or just listening to the spin that's out there, and they're buying into that party line. As far as C&D, like I said, it's right there. It's written right into that legislation. There is no tax increase, you know, but one of the first things that people say to me time and time again is, you know, well, I don't want to pay more taxes on this, you know, and to sit down and try and explain the intricacies of Tabor and how, you know, they're really, it's not a tax increase at all. They're not losing any money that they didn't have is really difficult for a lot of people to wrap their minds around, it seems. And this just kind of pays or plays right into what is kind of an endemic problem here is we have a voter force out there that isn't properly educating themselves about the issues, and that's exactly what the politicians want right now. You know, you've got a lot of people out there who say, hey, you know, if they're just going to buy my spin and actually not take the time to look it up, you know, that's just better for me.
Well, and the opponents of C&D want to. The opponents of C&D want to play off of people's cynicism. They don't want to really, you know, have an honest debate about what this is and what it will do. And, you know, voting for C&D is a vote for your state's future and for a better quality of life. Ames, thank you. I appreciate the call, man.
Jay, real quick, if you don't mind, I'd like to say I've got a website, www.voteames.com. And one of the things that I have up there is I have a message board because I want to have an interactive forum for people to come in and talk about issues that are going on, and I want to create a model for reactive and interactive government, because, you know, it's nice to call someone's office and leave a message, but, you know, I mean, if you can actually sit down and write out your point of view and read other people's point of view, I think that makes the argument a lot more cogent. So again, www.voteames.com, and let's start talking about this.
All right, you got it, man. Thanks.
Thank you, Jay.
Appreciate it. All right, I got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600 if you want to talk about referendum C&D. Let's go to Naomi in Denver. Naomi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey,
I'm still very conflicted about this. I'm still, you know, looking through it. I'm a out-of-work computer software engineer.
Oh, you know, I saw a thing yesterday that a lot of those jobs are going out of the country. And that the unemployment rate in the technology field is climbing. Yeah, I hope you get a job.
Some say it's 90%.
Yeah, the figure I saw was 80, but you're probably right. It probably is 90.
In the engineer level, they don't like to pay us, so we don't get to pay the taxes, so you don't get your taxes. So, but, you know, the governor Owens has done nothing for that. However, I was just looking through this book, and I'm online. And you go through the online one, and you do searches such as tuition or student loan. As, like, I would go to the junior college, like Mr. Bush has recommended that I do, so that I can take Computer 101.
Right.
And I can't find, there is never any fines on class or classroom, student loan, teacher, tuition, aid, grant. There's nothing for prescription or drugs or senior or the home.
Now, what website are you going to?
The www.state.co.us.
So you're looking at the state website?
Yeah, that ballot box, that ballot book, the one that says
the blue book?
Yeah, ballot book. www.state.co.us/ballot book.
Well, I don't think that they're going to list things out individually, but what I think they are going to tell you is that you can go and look up in referendum C&D and see what they're about. And see where the money is going to go, which basically doesn't take off of your taxes.
I've also been looking at the fiscal impact statement that's also there at that location, and I'm not finding these things. So if I wanted to go to my junior college to take computer 101, I don't
think it would list that though. I think what it does is it gives you a reading of the amendments. Of the ballot measures, and it tells you what the ballot measures are and what they say and what they don't say, but they don't tell you, they don't break it down like that. I don't think that that's the purpose of the website or the blue book.
Oh, well, I'm just finding that it's showing money. It never shows the interest at all that we owe on. We already owe $2 billion on roads alone, plus we owe $175 million on defaulted pensions. And that doesn't show the interest on that.
Yeah, but that's a separate pension. You know, the defaulted money on pensions is a separate issue. That has nothing to do with C&D.
But
it's a whole total, you know, what you're talking about there, are you talking about public employees and pensions, or are you talking about in the private sector?
No, it shows the pensions that are already at default from 1978. $175 million is already defaulted, and they went to the courts and they owe that money, and doesn't show the interest on.
Yeah, but it doesn't. But C&D has nothing to do with that.
Well, it says that's what it's for.
What, to bail that out?
Yeah.
Well, you got me there. I didn't know about that. I didn't see it in there when I looked.
And you know, I've just been because I'm just looking, and I've also seen. I don't see how it fixes the ratchet effect, and I kind of understand the ratchet effect, but I'm not seeing how it fixes it. And perhaps your next. Expert, you can ask that, Sean. And
well, I asked the Speaker of the House about that. I can ask it about. I can ask him about it again when I get him back on again to talk about the ratchet effect. I thought he explained it pretty well.
Because it doesn't show how the money is to be spent. It just shows that they have to submit a report that will show how they spent it. And you know, I've been at city meetings and at county meetings, and once it gets in the general fund, man, they just have at. They just go and do whatever they want.
Well, I don't think that's going to be the case here. I don't think it's going to be the case here at all. Listen, Naomi, I got to go. I'm out of time, but I appreciate the call. 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. It's 8:30 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey on this wet Wednesday morning.
That's exactly what we're dealing with. Wet roads and backsplash making it tough to see those lane markers on the highway, so we have a bunch of accidents going on right now. Crash westbound on the turnpike near McCaslin. That's slowing you down just a little bit, and also slows you down eastbound because of curiosity. Eastbound I-76 jams with the crash just past Bromley Lane, and if you're coming out of the airport, crews are clearing a wreck on Pena Boulevard at E-470. Now we have another accident working in Sitton on the ramp from northbound 225 onto I-70 and then westbound I-70. Have an accident and a stall block in the right lane right before Havana. So a few little things slowing down your drive this morning. Checking out the forecast, going to be cloudy with rain showers off and on throughout the day and highs in the upper 50s. We're at 46 degrees right now. Fun Rapid Screen mobile emissions testing today at Highway 285 in Kipling, US 34 bypass in 27th and Greeley, I-25 and 104th. 6th and Kipling, and C-470 in Santa Fe. And you can always learn more at aircarecolorado.com or call 303-456-7090. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
486-16, 1-800-486-16. That's 1-800-400-8616.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ooh, yeah, little Stones. 8:34, 26 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Wet out there, cloudy, high near 47, chance of rain, 60%. It's raining out there right now, I'll tell you, or at least here in Boulder. It's raining. Okay. You know, in answer, we're talking about referendum C&D, and 303-713-7600. In answer to Naomi's question, this is what I understand, the money from C&D. This is where I understand where it goes. 30% for K-12 schools, you know, for stuff like textbooks, library, and kindergarten. 30% for health care, such things as programs for the elderly, low-income and disabled people, and programs to lower health insurance costs. 30% for community colleges and state colleges for, you know, things like need-based financial aid, merit-based financial aid, college opportunity fund programs, which applies $2,400 a year per student towards college funding, 10% repayment of referendum D bonds, which break down as follows. Roads and bridges, work on 55 projects approved by the Colorado Department of Transportation at $1.7 billion, and K-12 schools, capital funds to repair dilapidated buildings in the poorest school districts. Typically, each $2 of these funds are matched by $1 of local districts, which means about $220 million in total improvements. Higher education improvements and repairs to facilities, universities, colleges, and community colleges, that'd be about $50 million. And firefighter and police pension funds, Colorado's share of the state and local match to the pension funds, which the state has deferred for several years because of budget crunch. And that'd be about $175 million. All right, I mean, that's what I understand. It's what we're taught, what we're dealing here with. Naomi, and I don't have any more of a breakdown than that, and that's where I understand the money's going for. Now, if I have to if I have to not get somewhere between $98 and $100 on a Tabor refund check, not your state income tax, I'll put it towards the better public good. Let's go to Kay in Inglewood. Kay, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Kay, you there?
I think my phone may be giving up very quickly here, so I'm just going to – I have two questions, and then I'll probably hang up so
okay.
I don't cut off on you. And I guess I'm just extremely naive, but I thought all campaign contributions had to be up front, had to be said who gave the money – you know, like in presidential or whatever.
Right, except that the it's your dough people are fighting part of that in court.
Oh, so they should have to expose themselves.
Yeah, I agree 100%, but they're going to court to try to keep, to protect the quote-unquote privacy of those who have donated money to what they consider to be an educational what's the word I'm looking for here? That they consider their ads to be educational as opposed to political.
Okay, that's a really fine line, because I guess you could say all of those ads could be educational. But anyway, I understand what you said. Then my other question is the John Caldera that you refer to, is that the same gentleman that fills in for Mike Rosen on his radio program every now and then?
The same.
So why don't we call Mike Rosen and ask him where this money's coming from and see how quickly he sidesteps this?
Yeah. He's probably going to tell you he's not involved and doesn't know.
But we know that's not true. I mean, I just think it'd be interesting if some of the callers just kept calling in and saying, you know, Mike, where do you think the money's coming from? And not only where is it coming from, but why do you think they're hiding it then if you don't know?
Yeah, you know, I think the anti-C&D people, vote no at your dough people, I think that they owe the taxpayers and they owe the citizens of Colorado an answer as to what special interests are funding their ads and what they're going to get back in return for it.
Exactly. I mean, even if I was against C&D, I would be so leery as to why this is such a cover-up.
Yeah, me too.
And I just find that so interesting. I'd really like to know what is why they are against it.
Yeah, I would too. You know, I'd like to know why they're paying for it and what they think they're going to do. Thanks. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Sure, you bet. One line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, they should be required to show us. And those commercials that they run are not educational. They're political. 303-713-7600, if you can stand them. You know, I've always told you this. I don't watch much TV, but they do come up in the times that I have watched television, and there's nothing educational about them. 303-713-7600, if anything, I would brand them misleading. That also goes for the Colorado Club for Growth ad that we're running here on AM 760. I've explained this a number of times, and people are still emailing me complaining about this, that we have to take those ads, that it's mandated by the Federal Communications Commission, which oversees radio and TV in this country, and the licensing procedure, that we have to take those ads. It doesn't mean we have to agree with them. They're paid political announcements. They pay us money for it. But it doesn't mean we have to agree with them when we don't agree with them. And I don't know how many times I've answered people's emails about that. I've just answered them and answered and answered them and said, you know, I'm sorry, and I agree with you, and I don't like the ads, and I think they're misleading, but, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. We have to take those ads. Let's go to Todd in Fort Collins. Todd, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Hey, Todd, how are you on this rainy morning?
Oh, great. Hey, Jade, I'll tell you, I'm a full supporter of referendum C&D, and I'm a regular listener of Air America. But I'm going to put your feet to the fire for just a second.
Sure.
Yesterday afternoon, during drive time, I heard an ad opposing C&D on Air America. Now,
You mean on this radio station?
On this radio station.
Right, I'm aware of it.
So I'm seeing maybe a lack of consistency there.
I just explained this. I'll explain it again. Anybody with any point of view politically can come to this radio station and take out any ad they want. We cannot tell them, unless the content is objectionable, such as they have used swear words or something, we can't tell them that they can't advertise. That's against the law.
Sure,
it's against the law. The FCC would fine the living you-know-what out of us and would cause us trouble. We have to take the ads. We have no choice. That's why it's got that little tag on the beginning of it that says this is a paid political announcement, to indicate to you that it's not the radio station endorsing what the position they're taking.
Yeah, that's totally understandable. I think it was a good idea to kind of reiterate that for your other listeners so that they know that.
It's important. It's important that people do know that, because listen, man, I hear those ads and cringe every time I hear them, and I think to myself, and plus the ones that are leading, the ones that are running again are shopping that old myth again about that they're confusing the Tabor check with your state income tax check.
Exactly.
And it's misleading. It's a flat out paid for lie. But we have to take them.
Face lie.
Well, but we have to take them. We can't turn them down.
I understand.
I'm not happy with it, but you know something? I mean, that's what America's all about, freedom of speech.
That is true.
All right?
Okay, thank you very much, Dave.
You got it, man. Call me again. All right, it's 8:40, coming up on 8:42. 303-713-7600. We've got two lines open. 303-71. You know, as a matter of fact, I worked at a radio station once where I got in trouble for doing this. This was during a presidential election. I was working in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I can't remember now who the Republican nominee for president was. It may have been Gerald Ford. And I ran a laugh track underneath the commercial, the paid political announcement. It was on a country music station, as a matter of fact. And you would have thought, the phones were going to melt down. And, you know, I got in trouble with management and got the riot act read to me. All right, a couple lines open at 303-713-7600. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is the guy that the Republicans wanted to get a constitutional amendment passed so he could run for the president. But unfortunately, he's got, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, he's got trouble in California.
At 303-7-Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple-pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple-pane windows at a double-pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-Window now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-Window.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3Denver.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Right to your door by the end of the day. Log on and start shopping now at kingsupers.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Trick? You just don't get the blah, 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 blah.
Or treat?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here, just the truth.
Go on out to their location at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike, and you can go out there and look at their marvelous selection. And they cover you with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they also will show you Carfax, which tells you everything you need to know about the vehicle. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Once again, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Go out there and see my friends Jim Monroe working out there, and Fred Labrato, and Ruben and Colby in the
Arcade, cars and motorcycles and more.
Stevenson Automotive's G3.
November 12th and 13th.
Go to G3Denver.com.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 848. On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 12 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Showers likely, cloudy, high near 47, chance of 60%. And it's raining right now in Boulder. I'm looking out here, there's a couple of guys playing basketball out in the rain. Whew, just seems like it'd be too cold out there for that. All right, we're talking about C&D, and then coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator, having trouble in California, and then we'll move to open phones, which is anything you want to talk about. And I got some stuff that's left over. That I didn't get to this morning, and I'll see if I can shove that in between your calls after 9 o'clock. Let's go to Kevin in Boulder. Kev, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing just fine this morning. I guess I am the one that has the vote that's going to offset yours on this one.
Okay.
I have read the entire text of C&D. I understand exactly what it is. I understand exactly what Tabor is. I understand that there's not actually going to be an increase in the tax rates. I feel, however, that there are so many programs in this state that could be reworked, slightly cut back on, not even necessarily cut, reorganized to generate incredible amounts of income. Medicaid, Amendment 23. If you just look at the schools, you know, there's something like $4,500 per student in K through 12. That's, you know, over $100,000 per classroom that's already being given to schools just through our taxes right now in Amendment 23. And the fact that there are schools that are suffering with that kind of money just shows that there's an extreme amount of mismanagement in our money. And I don't think that – I don't want to give up my taxpayer's Bill of Rights, which is what Tabor is, and give a blank check to the government to go ahead and, since money is fungible, it can be used wherever it's going to, even though they say it's going to be used on these programs, and I'm sure all these programs are going to be used.
you know, I don't think anybody's talking about, you know, giving up your taxpayer bill of rights. I don't think anybody's talking about that. They're only talking about a moratorium on it, and they're only, and you're only talking about anywhere from $98 to $200. And let's start with Medicaid. Where would you cut back on Medicaid specifically?
Well, I...
What are you going to deny people, like, access to Medicaid, and particularly when you've got federal mandates? How are you going to get out from underneath that?
No, and I understand that, and I'm not suggesting that, you know, you eliminate Medicaid.
I didn't say eliminate. I said, where would you cut from Medicaid?
Well, boy, I'm trying to even figure out where to start on Medicaid.
Well, start with something. Anything will do. I mean, you know, to pick something in Medicaid that you'd want to cut back on. Because what you're talking about basically with Medicaid is you're talking about old and indigent people for the most part. So what do you want to do? You want to deny them medical care?
No, of course not.
So where would you, I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to push you or anything, but and be rude, but I mean, it's like, where would you cut on that?
Well, you know what? You have a valid point, and I'll concede the fact that I'm not as familiar with Medicaid as I should be on that, and I'll make that concession. However, I know that there are many other programs. Particularly Amendment 23. That's one that really sticks under my craw, because.
Well, what out of 23 bothers you?
The fact that it does exactly what the proponents of C&D are talking about. What C&D do? The fact that you know, they don't follow the Colorado economy necessarily. When we go into a recession, there's huge cuts due to the ratchet down. In Amendment 23, there is an increase every single year, a guaranteed increase of inflation plus 3%.
But it's not enough. But it's not enough to cover what you've got going on here. And you know something that always fascinates me about these discussions? And I agree, in every government there is some degree of mismanagement, because you're dealing with human beings. Just like in private industry, there's some degree of mismanagement, and there's things that could always be done better. But, you know, when you're talking about this stuff, it's like everybody expects everybody involved in any process to fly for free. And that's not going to happen. I mean, you know, you've got spiraling costs on things. The cost of doing business in this country goes up continuously, and you've got to cover this. I mean, if you don't put, you know, 30% for K-12 schools, I don't think that that's for textbooks, libraries, and kindergarten. I don't think that that's a bad idea. Do you think it's a bad idea, making sure that libraries and textbooks are up to date? I don't find that to be a waste of money.
I think that there is sufficient money to make sure that that's already being done.
Well, apparently it isn't. Where are you going to get the money from? If there's sufficient money, tell me where you'd get it from.
Well, that's the whole point. The entire system needs to be looked at, because I think with $4,500 per student, if you take your average second grader and you just gave the parents $4,500 a year, that would be more than enough money to give them every single supply that they need for their entire year at school.
Yeah, but when you're figuring in that cost per student, is that also are you also figuring in the money to maintain the infrastructure? Are you also figuring in the money to pay the teacher?
Absolutely, because if you multiply that by 30 students in that classroom, you've got like $185,000. You subtract $40,000.
Yeah, but I maintain you can't run a school on that, and I'd like for you to show me proof where you can.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
if you're going to take the money away, if you claim that there's money already there for textbooks, for libraries, you know, for kindergarten, if it's there, tell me where. Where are you going to take it away from?
Well, that's just it. I can't, because I have not seen any kind of analysis into the system, but I would rather see us looking into the existing infrastructure and try to see if there is a way to get more money out of it, rather than just blindly throw additional money at it.
Well, you know, I don't think it's blindly throwing additional money at it. I think it's targeting additional money. And then you've also got federal mandates once again when it comes to schools. So you've got to answer those things. But I don't think they're throwing blind money. Throwing blind money would be saying, here, I'll give you X amount of money, do what you want with it. No, they're spelling it out for you. They're telling you that they're going to put it into textbooks, libraries, and kindergarten. They're going to tell you that they're going to work on roads and bridges. They're telling you that they're going to use capital funds to repair buildings that need working on, that in the poorer school districts that can't generate the revenue. And, you know, typically each $2 of these funds are matched by $1 by local districts, which means $220 million in total improvements. These are improvements that have to do with our kids and the future of this state. No one's saying they're going to throw money blindly at it. Throwing money blindly at it would be like me walking over the window here and just throwing money out on the street.
Well, I disagree, only because for the next 5 years, when Tabor is essentially rescinded because they can keep all of the money, they don't have to have a specific budget plan saying that this is the exact amount of money.
But they do have it. They do have, because they're telling you targetedly exactly where the money is going to go. They're telling you targetedly exactly what they're going to spend the money on. They're telling you that they're going to put improvements and repairs to facilities and universities and colleges and community colleges, and the money for that's going to be about $50 million. I mean, they're telling you exactly what they're going to do. It's all being laid out for you. It's no secret slush funder plan. And the fact is that the vote no, it's your dough people have no other way to fight this than to try to confuse people over a Tabor check versus your income tax.
I
really urge you to go look into this. I mean, I urge you to go look into the fact that the only ammo that these people have to fight this is by saying, you won't get any tax refunds. Well, they don't tell you specifically what they're talking about. For $98, you can improve to the max of $100, you can improve the environment of your state. You can improve the quality and the education in your state, which means you attract jobs, you attract revenue. I mean, for that amount of money, you're going to vote no? I'll give you $98 next year.
Yeah, I understand that, but there's a principle behind this too. It's not simply about the $98.
But what is the principle?
If California had a taxpayer's bill of rights, they would not have gotten themselves into the incredible mess that they got into, that ended up having their governor retracted and have Schwarzenegger put into power. Whether you agree or disagree with Schwarzenegger, none of that mess would have happened if they had a taxpayer's bill of rights, because the politicians just started.
Nobody's talking about rescinding the taxpayer's Bill of Rights. They're not talking about rescinding Tabor, and they're not talking about blind spending. And you keep pretending as if they are talking about. They're only talking about a moratorium. There's a difference between a moratorium and repealing something. That's number one. And number two, once again, the money is targeted. So you can't say that it's just spending the money blind. And I ask you, for instance, when you objected to Medicaid, I ask you, and you couldn't give me an answer on that. I mean, you know, I just think. You know, in wanting to vote in your own self-interest for $98? Come on, man.
Well,
$98. You can't afford $98?
Again, the $98, yes, I could afford, but there's a principle behind this.
Well, I don't get what your objections are. I get what they are, but I don't see where they wash out to be true.
Well, I understand that it's only supposed to be a moratorium for 5 years, but still, during that 5 years, all of that money is going to be able to be collected, and the politicians can. I mean,
they can't. No, they can't. I mean, I don't know how many times that I got to repeat it to you, but the money is targeted. No, they can't take the money, and no, they can't spend it on whatever they want to. Listen, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the dissent. That's what it's all about. But we got to get up to the 9 o'clock news. Thanks, man. Call me again. It's 8:58. A couple of minutes in front of 9. We'll talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then we'll do open phones.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Spill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show,
show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spokes Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
Listening to the radio on your computer, so are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the sports column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted sports column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
$1,000 four times a day.
Less commercial interruption.
More time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Hurricane Wilma's on the move, and what an awesome storm it is, exploding from 70-mile-an-hour winds yesterday to 175 miles an hour and Category 5 now.
This is the most intense hurricane ever recorded in the Atlantic Basin.
Forecaster Jennifer Prago at the National Hurricane Center tells us Wilma's pounding the Cayman Islands now, heading for Cuba, Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, and Saturday into Sunday, Florida. Tourists have been ordered to evacuate the Florida Keys because of Wilma's threat, and that's got Cindy Thompson at the Margaritaville Cafe in Key West distraught, with a big celebration due about the same time as the storm.
A little weary, I must say, because we've got one of the biggest weekends of the year coming up. Fantasy Fest week starts this Sunday, and it's going to really kind of throw a problem into the whole thing.
A House panel probing the slow federal response to Hurricane Katrina hears testimony from Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, live to Capitol Hill now, where CBS News correspondent Bob Foss has been covering the action.
Chertoff, who supervised FEMA Director Michael Brown and put him in charge of the recovery, said he was frustrated that things weren't getting done, and that's why he eventually replaced Brown. Chertoff told the congressional hearing changes are being made now at FEMA because clearly the hurricane was more than they could handle.
We now know that its capabilities were overwhelmed by the magnitude of the storm.
He said logistics and communications were clear problems. The committee asked for all emails and other documents to show exactly what Chertoff's role was, but not all of them had been produced yet. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuzz, CBS News.
A defiant Saddam Hussein went on trial in Baghdad this morning, refusing to sit down as he launched a tirade, shoving away guards who tried to escort him by the arm during a break. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan was in the courtroom.
There were signs beneath the surface of this man who was so much visibly older and weaker and thinner, but you could still see the old dictator rising up in him in those moments. And that's pretty much how he was treating the judge and everybody else around him during the court proceedings.
In the end, he entered a plea of not guilty to charges he masterminded the 1982 massacre of some 150 Shiites. Then the judge ordered the trial proceedings adjourned until the end of November, saying, as we hear from CBS News correspondent Ellen Pizzi, that many of the prospective witnesses were too fearful to show up.
Some of them were afraid. The rule of fear prevailed for so long here that it's ingrained in the society. And such is the name of Saddam Hussein and the knowledge of what he did, that people are quite naturally reticent. And remember that these witnesses are Saddam's victims. As much as they want vengeance, they know what his vengeance can be.
Unexpected rise in new housing construction last month, up 3.4 points to the highest level in 7 months. On Wall Street now, Dow ahead 23.25. This is CBS News.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium as omeprazole magnesium not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, it looks like things are starting to clear up again, but we are dealing with those wet roads and backsplash and a couple accidents to deal with, too. One southbound I-25 at Alameda. It's a car and a semi tangled up, blocking the ramp there. Once you get by that, stay slow through T-Rex. And we have a crash at a stall tying up the right lane, westbound I-70 that's on your approach to Havana. Turnpike a little slow eastbound from Sheridan over to Pecos, and we're seeing dense fog around the Boulder area, so I want to take it a little slower than usual. Now checking the forecast, it's going to be cloudy with rain showers off and on throughout the day and highs in the upper 50s. Right now we're at 46 degrees. Come to Sky Ridge Medical Women's Health Fair Saturday, October 22nd from 8 a.m. to noon. Free health screenings, great presentations, spa fun, girl talk, and gifts. Call 720-225-5362. Conveniently located at I-25 and Lincoln Avenue. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Last year, Al Franken came to Boulder and rocked the house. It was standing room only at the Boulder Theater.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody, across the country. We're coming to you from Boulder.
And it will be another packed event when Al brings his show to Boulder on Wednesday, November 16th. To be in the audience at the Boulder Theater for Al's show, check out am760.net. Free general admission tickets are now available.
Mile High City.
Brought to you by AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Time. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
9:05, 5 minutes after 9 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Showers cloudy likely today, a high of 47, and it's cloudy and rainy out there, and it's been this way all morning here, at least in Boulder. And about a 20% chance of showers before midnight, so it's just going to be a rainy, cloudy day all day today. All right, 303-713-7600. We're going to talk to Mark Cooper. Mark Cooper's career in journalism began in 1966 when he founded and edited an underground newspaper in high school in Los Angeles after being expelled from California State University system for anti-war activities in 1971 by order of Governor Ronald Reagan. He signed on to work in the press office of Chilean President Salvador Allende, and Cooper wrote an excellent book on the presidency of Salvador Allende and his experience there. I believe that if you can still find it, if it's not in print, you ought to get it. Go to a used book situation or whatever and get it. I'll ask Mark Cooper if it's still in print. And he's just an excellent writer and also has a syndicated weekly radio show, Radio Nation. And we're going to talk about what was once viewed, I don't know if he still could be viewed, as a bright light in the Republican celestial atmosphere out there, Arnold Schwarzenegger in California. And is Mark there?
Yes. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hi. Didn't you write a book about your experiences with Salvador Allende?
Yeah, it has a little bit of a counterintuitive title. It's titled Pinochet and Me.
That's it.
Yeah, and it's available.
Yeah, it's a great book. I urge everybody to read it.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to get you to autograph it sometime.
Next time I'm in Boulder.
That shows you what kind of a fan I am.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger here a little bit and the trouble he's in California, because this guy, when he won the California, you know, recall election when Governor Davis was kicked out and Schwarzenegger, you know, strode in there. Boy, there was talk about amending the Constitution to the United States to allow this guy to seek the presidency. What's happened to Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, in order to understand what happened, you really have to figure out where he was. And you're right. Arnold Schwarzenegger came in as an immensely popular governor. And, you know, for people living out of state, it was easy to characterize him as a, you know, one more Bush Republican or kind of a doom cough or, you know, somebody was trying to snooker everybody with a smile and a hairdo. But for those of us, you know, who live in California and had a closer look at him, he's very complicated, very nuanced, quite an intelligent guy, and politically not so easy to classify. To just call Schwarzenegger a Bush Republican, really, or, you know, Pete Wilson with a smile, was really not to get what was going on. He got a huge amount of the vote. The vote turnout in that recall election was bigger than the previous election that elected Gray Davis, and there was a genuine kind of bipartisan hope that he could follow through on his kind of action hero, you know, man of action promises. And he did great for a year. For his first year, he was able to make all kinds of compromises with the Democrats who run the legislature. There was some pretty good legislation passed. There was some spectacular environmental legislation passed. You know, you could say that to a great degree, Schwarzenegger was living up to the promise he made. And then, about a year ago, which was a year into his tenure, it's like somebody threw a switch.
Yeah, right.
And I think what happened was that Schwarzenegger, after getting through the first year very pragmatically, was feeling more confident. And, he decided to, I think he got a little too overconfident, and he came up with his so-called year of reform, which turned out to be quite ideological and quite dogmatic and pretty much the agenda of the Chamber of Commerce, and got into a lot of trouble with California's very powerful public employee unions, nurses,
Teachers,
firemen, and police, and prison guards. And the war has kind of broken out since over the last year on many fronts. And from a guy who was riding at 60 and 70% popularity, he's down to about 35%. That's about as low as you get.
Whoa. That's like your base holding
that's right.
holding
that's
you
base,
up.
That's right. That's your base. And he bluffed the Democrats. He got into kind of a blinking match with them, which was either accept my agenda or I'm going to take it over your heads directly to the voters in a special election, and they're going to go with me. And he's done that. That was his threat over the year. And in the summer, both sides negotiated, that is, the Democrats in the legislature and Schwarzenegger himself, to see if they could avoid this special election.
Well, let me ask you a question real quick here. If you've got 35%, you haven't got any political capital. How in the world was he dealing with the legislature?
Well, that's a really good question, Jay. You have to understand that percentage was falling as he was doing this. And you're absolutely right. By the time Schwarzenegger had painted himself into the corner and could not step back, could not call off the election that he had scheduled, which intelligent observers around him knew that he really wanted to do, but could no longer do because he had stepped over the line, by then it was too late. His popularity already dropped. So that is indeed one of the great mistakes he made. You put your finger right on it. Now, having said that, this election is going ahead on November 8th, and I think it's going to be a mixed bag for him. I think in many ways I think it will be a fundamental defeat for him, but I think that he's going to win enough of it to be able to spin it as not quite the disaster it is.
Well, where is he standing in the polls now? Still 35%?
Well, his personal favorability rating is still running at that, is stuck at around 35 or 36%. But what we see now is a typical California initiative campaign where, to be perfectly honest with you, nobody looks good because the amount of money that's being spent is obscene. The governor is raising $50 million. He's already raised 30 or 35 million of that and put is putting maybe 5 million of his own money into these campaigns. But on the other side, the public employee unions, which he's attacking as being too powerful, have raised $80 million, which is a double-edged sword for them. They need to raise the money to defend themselves. On the other hand, by raising so much, it certainly plays into his caricature of the unions as a narrow, special, wealthy special interest. And then we have a whole other battle going on between the pharmaceutical companies and some consumer activists who have competing ballot measures in the election. And the pharmaceutical companies have raised $80 million.
Oh, Lord.
So,
what a mess.
Well, I don't think they've raised the $80 million. They put in the $80 million. They had it, right?
Yeah, okay, they had it to begin with.
Right. So it's a real battle royal. And there's some irony here because the three, I don't want to bog you or your listeners down with too much detail, but just in a moment, the original election that he's called for November 8th is based on three initiatives that he put forward. And the fact is that those three initiatives are failing and are probably going to lose. Some of Schwarzenegger's allies put up this fourth initiative, which would basically block the ability of the unions to make political contributions in California. And that was not something Schwarzenegger was initially supporting. He's come out and endorsed it now, and that measure at this moment is winning in the polls.
Oh, that must be killing the unions.
It's killing the unions, it's killing the Democrats, because the California Democrats are funded primarily by those unions. I mean, we're talking about the teachers' union.
What is the Democratic Party going to do if that passes?
Well, the Democratic Party, if that passes, without being cute about it, is going to be out of money. And what it'll do, just to clarify it, this proposition is aimed not at all unions, but only at public employee unions. And it will say that in the future, if you want to make a $5 or $10 million contribution to the Democratic Party or to the candidate or whoever, whatever you want to do, before you contribute, you need to get the individual approval of each union member to take their dues, which now you don't. You can just take their dues and use it. And while that is a gigantic pain in the rear for the unions, and while it will at least initially reduce some of the money they have available, they will have no choice, and the Democrats will have no choice, than to come up with some kind of program within the unions to make sure they can collect that money. So I don't think it ends, I don't think the world comes to an end, but it certainly makes it much more complicated for the unions and the Democrats to be properly funded against the Republican opposition here in California.
And what about Schwarzenegger? Is his appeal nationally? Is his political future nationally? Is it dead?
Well, I think so. And I don't think he's going to recover from this. I think that he can win this ballot initiative, this one initiative. And there's another minor one about parental notification of abortion that he's jumped on the bandwagon for that could pass. But those are not, you know, those are not significant enough to pull him out of the cellar where he's at. I mean, he may rebound to some degree, and he does face re-election next year, and nobody knows exactly how that's going to play out. But I think, and I'm not the only one to think, Jay, that one of the problems that he's suffering right now, that Schwarzenegger is suffering, that is there, but it's kind of intangible. I think he's being affected by the decline of Bush as well, and by the unpopularity of the Republicans as well, because there is a attachment in the public mind that this guy is a Republican. And Republicans are not very popular nationally right now, and they're certainly not popular in a place like California, which is an overwhelmingly Democratic state. So I think that while, you know, Schwarzenegger did an excellent job of avoiding George Bush for most of the 2004 campaign, he stayed away like Bush was radioactive, and then he did show up at the convention.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but that was more self-promotion. That was more about Arnold Schwarzenegger than George Bush. But now something very funny happened. A couple weeks ago, right after Katrina, George Bush came to California for a visit. And it was a contest to see who was staying away from the other more aggressively.
Right? That's great.
They were like repelling magnets.
That's great.
Yeah. So I think that Schwarzenegger's overall political future has been greatly dimmed. And it seems very unlikely that he can significantly recover.
All right, Mark Cooper, really excellent to have you on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, and I recommend that book, Pinochet and Me. People should pick that up. It's a great book, and hope to talk to you again real soon.
Okay, Jay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark Cooper, company in its field. That makes the deal even better. So when Superior Carpet Care has a great deal, you know it's worth it. Superior Carpet Care will clean three rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard me right. Denver's premier carpet cleaning company is offering to clean three rooms and a hallway for only $125. You get the same great service and the same quality from the company that I recommend and trust with my money, and I recommend that you do the same thing. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and they're people who care about your home. No matter who you've used before, you got to try Superior Carpet Care. You'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back. They're that good. Mary and I used them, and they were out of sight. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with the superior work. Need your carpets or air ducts clean? Take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care at 303-933-3000. That's 303-933
Crowd, November 12th and 13th. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343.
G3Denver.com.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:23, 23 minutes after 9. Showers likely today, cloudy, high 47. Raining here in Boulder. Raining pretty good, as a matter of fact. And the chance of precipitation, 60%. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. All right, we're at open phones. Jay Marvin here, and it's your 35 or 40 minutes or whatever, how much time we got left. Take it away. Let's go to Gia in Arvada. Gia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm enjoying the rainy weather here in Arvada.
Good for you.
Thanks, Evelyn.
I'm freezing.
Well, I just wanted to say, I just had my 24th birthday, and I've never been really into politics all that much
until
this past presidential election, and that's really when it kind of sparked my interest. And, you know, I don't listen to AM radio, and I was flipping through it for some reason, and I came across your show a couple months ago, and I've listened every morning since.
Oh, you're more than kind. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate what you're doing. My only question is the gentleman that you had on earlier that was talking about C&D.
Right.
How do you get onto his email newsletter?
Oh, you go to the Internet and look up... We'll get it. Don't worry. We're working on it even as we speak. But it's Andrew Romanoff, Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff.
Okay.
And I guess you could do a Google search under that, but we're going to get you the exact website. Mr. Turk is working on it even as you and I speak. My dedicated staff of one person.
He was very nice.
Who's like 30 miles away from me. go to AndrewRomanoff.com.
Okay. Perfect. That's easy. So, you know, just thank you very much for what you're doing. This is a very exciting time for me. It'll be my first November election. So.
Oh, well, good for you. And you know what? You're very, very kind. Thank you so much for the kind words. It makes my day.
Good. Well, thank you for being there.
Okay. Well, call me again.
Yes.
All right. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Yeah, go to AndrewRomanoff.com if you want to get his newsletter. That's AndrewRomanoff.com. Okay? Let's go to Tom in Boulder. Tom, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, look at the rain falling out there, man.
I love it.
Yeah, I got another one on the line.
Oh, man, I live for snow and rain.
Oh, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with some sunshine?
It's all right. It's fun, too, but we get a lot of sunshine here. It's fun to get a little bit of different stuff.
All right. All right. He yields to the floor.
Yeah. So I just got to say that the caller you had on before your interview, you know, right before the top of the hour.
Right.
That guy just drives me crazy. It's like there are so many people like that around, and they don't know the facts about any of the budgets they're talking about, but they're willing to go and say, well, you're spending too much, even though they have no idea where any of the money's going. You know?
Well, because that whole thing is, you know, he has a right to his opinion, but, I mean, the whole thing is like, that's the easiest argument in the world to make, you know, that's been the mantra for years now, that the government is inefficient, that the government wastes money. You know, it's not like you can't look at all the private companies that most of us have worked for and how much they screw up and screw things up and waste money, but it's only the federal government or it's only the state government or your local government that does it. But there are ways to improve that stuff by using the ballot box.
What really frustrates me is right now I'm a computer programmer and I'm working on going into teaching, and I'm going to take... Yeah, I'm going to cut my salary into basically a third of what I currently make just so I can teach.
Wow.
And you've got this guy saying he can educate his kid for $4,500. And it's like, no, you can't. If you go to any non-subsidized private school, it's going to cost you $10,000 or more a year for your child. And that's because they have to maintain a building. They have to pay teachers.
Right.
They have to pay staff. There's a million little costs in there. And $4,500 a kid is nothing compared to any private place you're going to go. You know, I mean, the only places that can even compete with that are like the Catholic schools, and that's just because they subsidize the schools. I mean, it's ridiculous. They just drive me nuts when people say that. You know?
Yeah, you're talking about something that I don't have a lot of experience with, because I never had to look into private schools, and my daughter went to public schools. So, I mean, you know something else, too? I'll tell you something else, too. There was a time, you know, this is something else. I never, as screwed up as a household as I grew up in, I never remember my parents ever complaining about having to pay taxes towards the public school system.
Yeah, I agree. And here's what I'll say, just drives me batty, is that if you go and you look anywhere in the country where you've got the best public schools, that's where you've got the highest house, you know, the best appreciation for housing. Everything about the neighborhoods goes up when the schools go up, because
right.
People want to move there. It's like, if you want to bring in business, you improve your schools, you'll bring in new people. Everything is tied to that. It's just so ridiculous. I mean, the property values are directly correlated with it. It's just so short-sighted for people to do that and to say... I guess what frustrates me is that when I first heard about C&D, I thought it was a slam dunk. You know, because the Republicans and the Democrats, I mean, people on both sides of the aisle in Colorado are supporting it.
Right.
You're like, who could possibly be against it? But people get on this little deal where they say, well... You know, you're going to raise my taxes. It's like, no, you're not actually going to. You're not going to get your $90 back. But, you know, for you, that $90, if you spread it across the entire population of Colorado, you can actually do some good for the state. But, no, we're too damn cheap to be able to do that.
I think people ought to continue to ask the no dough, you know, vote no, it's your dough people, where their money is coming from.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Where's their money coming from? I mean, if it's such a, you know, important battle here, who's waging it?
Yep. Yeah, and Californians don't seem to care very much if Colorado goes down the tubes, you know. Or,
yeah, exactly. Or people in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Tom. Thank you. Great call,
yep.
Man.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good morning. We're coming up here on 9:30. 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. One line? I got one line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. If you don't want to talk about C&D, you can talk about bird flu. Well, Russia is confirming that the deadly bird flu has hit south of Moscow. All right, let's get some traffic here with Bailey on AM 760.
Thanks, Jay. Things are starting to clear up again. Are dealing with the wet roads and the backsplash and some dense fog around the Boulder area, so you want to give yourself a few extra minutes and take it a little slower than usual. And we did have a couple accidents southbound on I-25, one in Alameda. That is now gone. Now we have a new one to deal with. It's at 20th Street, and then there was a crash and a stall sitting in the right lane westbound I-70 on your approach to Havana. Both of those have been cleared off to the shoulder, so things move along fine there as well. Turnpike looking real good, both east and westbound, as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all clearing up as well. And checking the forecast, going to be cloudy with showers off and on throughout the day, and highs in the upper 50s. We're at 47 degrees right now. Frontier Airlines now flies to more cities than ever before. All told, the Frontier Network serves over 45 destinations, spanning the nation, plus 7 resorts in Mexico. Book your next flight at frontierairlines.com. I'm Bailey, AM.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343. Today, or get more info at g3denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Design. Innovation. Customer satisfaction. Strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes, Colorado.
Has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver be left with. All of you, have the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. Please call my friend Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718. That's...
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Mara. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I like the gray days.
Everybody's going to bust me now over this.
Yeah, I really do. I have very sensitive eyes, and the constant sunlight just gets to me. So this is a beautiful day.
Okay.
Hey, I know why that neocon money is flooding in here.
Why is it flooding in here?
Well, think of the national agenda. This is really a fight on the national level.
Yeah, using the state as a battleground?
Yeah, because the national agenda is to shrink government to the size you can drown it in the bathtub.
Yep, that's very, very true. Grover Norquist made that statement.
Right. And so if the citizens of Colorado vote to take away their Tabor refund for 5 years, that's going to fund government to grow it back to the point where it's effective for the citizens of Colorado.
And that would be against what Mr. Norquist and his buddies believe.
Right. And what George Bush wants. Because they basically want to do away with public education and have everything to be private. I don't know what they're going to do about the roads, but you know what's happened to the medical care right now? Everything is being cut back, cut back, cut back. And like me, I'm on Medicare, okay, and I'm retired. But they're expecting my children to pick up my medical bills. I mean, I can see that coming because I'm picking up more and more and more of my costs. And right now I'm able to do it, but I mean, if I have to go in a nursing home at some point, I can't afford that. I'd have to go on Medicaid.
Yeah, and look at what the Republicans want to do on a federal level. They want to cut more out of Medicaid.
$62 billion.
Yeah, they want to chop out of Medicaid in order to make up for their fumbling and their stupidity in Iraq.
Right.
And their fumbling, with Katrina and everything else that's gone down.
Right, and they're redoing this tax plan. They want to take away at least part of your tax deduction for mortgages, your mortgage, tax thing. They're redoing that, and I'm sure that's going to force more money to the top. So what would it look like if the headlines all across the nation read, Colorado votes to fund more government or to do away with their Tabor refund in order to make government more effective? That's totally against their agenda.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, but I think these people who, vote no, it's your dough, they ought to be honest enough to tell us where their money's coming from.
No, but they won't do that because when has a Republican ever been honest about this?
There are some Republicans out there who are honest and will tell you exactly what's up.
That's true. But
we're having one on tomorrow to talk about C&D, and he supports C&D.
But for 5.5 years, we've been lied to on a national level. We were lied to about the war in Iraq. We were lied to about, they did put in the their platform that they were going to do away with Davis-Bacon Act. But look at what's happened to wages in 5.5 years. Look what's happened to the jobs. Look what's happened to people's lives. And I think that's why this and FEMA, being totally defunded because they want the states to pick it up. I'll tell you, you think about it. Think what would happen here in Colorado if we had a statewide emergency or something.
Well, we'd be in tough shape.
Yeah, and they're coming in to help us. We're out there on a limb.
Yeah, because FEMA's still in a mess. And you're right, they defunded FEMA. They took the money away from it.
Right.
They put a hack in charge of it.
Right.
Because they basically figured, what the hell, who cares?
Yeah. So, you know what, I was going to vote not against C&D originally. I thought, they'll do away with Tabor. And I voted for Tabor in the beginning, originally. And it was a good deal. And I thought, well, they'll find a way to do away with it. And then I got to thinking about the broader implications of this and what was really happening. It's not just us little pea-picking folks here in Colorado. This is a big fight to not let government grow at any level, or you know, they've been trying to defund it, and here we are trying to make it work again. And that's what the Democrats are trying to do. So I decided I better vote for it. I mean, I don't care about the refund either. I was thinking about the broader.
No, it's like $98.
Yeah, but I was thinking about, like, that man that called before the hour, you know, well, they'll go after the whole thing. Well, that may be, you know.
But no, but they won't because they have it targeted out.
Right.
All right, Mara, I'm out of time.
Okay.
I appreciate your call.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's go to Gene in Denver. Gene, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Gene.
Hi.
Hi, Gene.
Hi, I'm not Gene. I'm...
You're who?
I'm Jennifer.
Jennifer, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. I am. I'm calling from Lafayette, Colorado, and this whole tax thing is really bumming me out because it reminds me of growing up in California and this Douglas Bruce guy. And how he messed with the school system.
Right.
And here we're doing it again. And who is he, and why does he think that he's speaking for Americans? And that he can go from state to state and cut tax money?
You're talking about Douglas Bruce?
Douglas Bruce, that wacko, yes.
Yeah, because he believes that schools are indoctrination camps.
Yeah, and these are the people. I mean, California used to be one of the states where people from all over the world would go to get their education, and Prop 13 went through. Look what happened to the statewide education system, Berkeley, Cal Poly, UCLA. It just trashed it, not to mention the K-12 school system, where they were having to hold bake sales for paper for their classrooms.
Yeah, California used to have a good, very, very good school system.
Excellent school system. So now he's wanting to do it here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's atrocious. And it's like, and this selfishness, I don't get this selfishness. This previous caller talked about it. Like, she's looking at the bigger picture. Why are we so concerned with us? When did we stop becoming concerned about the masses? And that's what I keep saying I don't get it, but the
Because we live in a culture of greed, and the most of it is this immense neocon type of viewpoint of, like, I want mine, it's all about me.
Right. And that's not how we better a society.
No, of course not.
And not educating our masses, that's not how we help to create a better world. And
I agree.
I know the Republicans don't get that, but it just infuriates me that people aren't getting the fact that look at where Douglas Bruce, I mean, it's not all Douglas Bruce, it's people that follow him and the diatribe that he puts out there. But, yeah. So, vote yes on C and D.
All right. Just out of my own curiosity, where are you from in California?
I grew up in Northern California, in the Bay Area. My father was a public school teacher for 35 years, and
wow.
I saw him go through that fight. Industrial arts. And now I live in Colorado. I live in Boulder County, Colorado.
All right, Jennifer, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jay. Keep up the fight.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. Your kind words.
Have a great day.
You too. All right, 9:43, 17 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here. Got two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones, so it's you want to talk about C&D, fine. If you want to talk about Hurricane Wilma, which has now reached a Category 5 status, boy, I hope it doesn't hit Florida. I got some friends living there. But whatever it is you want to talk about, whatever's on your mind, 303-713-7600, who do you think is going to get indicted in the CIA plane leak situation? You think Rove and Libby are going to get it? Anyway, talk about anything you want to talk about at 943 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Try the chicken scallopini today for only $11.99, only at Romano's Macaroni Grill. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week for 4 weeks,
AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace
back to the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
$1,000 down. And Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, bar absolutely none. I'll tell you, their selection will just knock you out. Don't believe me? Go to RockiesAutos.com and see for yourself. Put an S on the end of auto. RockiesAutos.com. You can also pre-qualify for a car loan. And Rocky's Autos wraps themselves around you with their worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And if you come a little close to 9, they'll stay late and things will be fine. Rocky's Autos. Mary and I have had nothing but wonderful experiences out there. We have bought from Rocky's and will continue to buy from Rocky's. John Turk, who is the producer of this program, just recently bought an SUV from Rocky's. So whatever it is you're interested in the way of vehicles, Rocky's has got it, and they've got it all at one convenient location, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. Get out there and see my friends Jim Monroe and Ruben and Fred Labrato and all the gang, Colby and the Tower of Power, all the gang working out there at Rocky's are there to help. 370-600 open phones. Tomorrow, more about Plamegate as Washington holds its breath. We're waiting to see what happens. And also we'll talk about the low morale in the home Department of Homeland Security and more on C&D. Right now it's open phones. Gene in Denver. Gene, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call, and I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
I just, you know, I always hear you talk about your wife, so that comforts me. But
don't be scared.
But I wanted to ask you something, and this is all in my ignorance. You know, I heard on another station that part of the reason people are hesitant about C&D is because $600 million is earmarked for the illegals that's in the state.
No.
And if that is the case, since it's not said where, you know, where the money is going.
No, that's false. And you know what? The state has to spend a certain amount of money having to do with illegal immigration, but that's a federal unfunded mandate that has nothing to do with C&D. C&D clearly spells out where the money is going to go. K-12 schools for health care, for community colleges and state colleges, for repayment of referendum D bonds, which break down as follows: roads, $1.7 billion. There are 55 projects approved by the Colorado Department of Transportation. It goes for that. If you go to that blue book, if you go look at it, it will tell you exactly what it spells out and what it's going to do. The whole immigration thing is just another one of their lies to throw in there to try to scare people. The same as they're saying that you're not going to get your tax rebate back, which is if you overpay your state income tax, yes, you are, because we're talking about a separate issue. So that's not going to wash.
Okay, and the reason, you know, I asked that, you know, because I've had a chance to visit the, and I've never not voted for a teacher's raise or
right.
an increase in the schools. I will always vote for that. So I was kind of in between because I know that in some of the schools, I'm not going to say all, but I'll say in the one that I went to visit, it's almost like they have two enrollments, and it's one for the regular American students, and then you have a second enrollment for illegals. And so, and people were upset about that, and I just think it's a word that no one want to mention and no one want to discuss, you know. So that really, truly concerned me.
Well, illegal immigration in this country is a definite problem, but referendum C&D are not going to affect that one way or the other. What we need to do there is we need to come up with a workable guest worker program, such as the McCain-Kennedy situation, and then what we need to do is we need to lean on employers who are hiring illegal immigrants. And then the third thing we need to do is we need to push on Mexico to achieve some redistribution of the wealth there, so that you don't have so many people living in such abject poverty that they feel like they've got to come north here to get a better life and to get a better job. I mean, these are all things that are way beyond the scope of C&D, and I find it real interesting. And a guy called me up about this, and I doubted it was going to happen, so I was wrong about this, and I got to give him a lot of credit. But, you know, look at what's going on in the efforts to rebuild New Orleans. You know, they suspend the Davis-Bacon Act. They suspend the Bush administration does. The Bush administration suspends that. They suspend affirmative action requirements. And what you've basically got going on there is you've got illegals flooding in there to do work.
Yes, I know some people from there, and they went to get a job. And they, you know, and they were told they could not have the job. And I know that the illegals are in New Orleans. Also, they have interpreters in
right.
New Orleans as well, you know, for the jobs. And they're asking people to call their representatives to give the jobs to the Americans. And I, you know, I've heard that too. But that's not, you know, you don't hear that very loudly on the news, you know. But they are asking that. But that was a concern of mine. You know, I was just, I just said, well, if that's what's going on, I'm wondering if that's why people are not voting for C&D, you know. And I hate not voting for something that's going to give the teachers an increase, and because it's very stressful for me not to do that.
Well, I think you can vote with C&D and realize that it's going towards good things. And you know, when it comes to the subject of educating illegals, you know, I got a different point of view on that. You know, I can see, stopping illegal immigration when it comes to the parents. I can see I can see, you know, something along the lines of stopping them from crossing the border. But when they bring their kids, I'm just not into punishing their kids because the parents broke the laws. And I don't mind paying for education for illegal kids, you know?
Yeah, I'm not into punishing the kids. But it bothers me when I see that the American kids have to go to the back of the room until you explain. You could take the whole hour in a classroom explaining to the illegals what is going on, and then the kids are sitting back there talking, and they're not getting taught.
Yeah, it's
a
difficult
situation. And that's a concern to me. You know, that's
sure.
That is a deep concern to me, and I want all kids educated, but I don't want the American kids left behind because someone doesn't speak English, you know. And
I agree with you.
You know, that's the problem that I am struggling with now. But it was just, I just think it's something that needed to be said out loud, you know. And I also go to therapy, and I'm not going to mention the hospital. But I saw a 77-year-old American woman that could not no longer get her therapy, but they could give it to the illegals, and they have to by federal law.
That's right. That's a federal problem, not a state problem. By
yeah,
the way, what radio station did you hear the illegal immigration story on?
I was listening to KHOW.
Yeah, that figures.
And when I heard that, I was just... You know, and another thing I wanted to tell you, and then I'll hang up, thank you. But I also heard this morning that the vote against C&D, their account now have $15,000 in it, and another million is coming in for the yes votes. And they,
well, you can find out who contributes to the yes votes, but unfortunately,
yes.
The people who are running the campaign of "No, it's your dough" won't tell us where their money came from.
Yes, and well, they should. I think they should.
I think they should too.
And then we could see what is really going on because they said they have, you know, no more money, and a lot of the employees are contributing to the yes vote, you know. So.
Yeah, so let's see where they get their money from and why Grover Norquist and these people who are from out of state are so interested in this. Listen, I got to run.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the call.
And thank you.
Sure, you bet. All right, that's it for today. Tomorrow we'll talk once again. We'll see what happens. I mean, Washington is holding its breath about those possible indictments. Plus, we'll talk more about C&D and... who knows what else we'll come up with here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Stay dry.